want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C., 2007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
You see if your mom can give my resume to Dennis Phillips? Because if I could get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater. The only thing left to be radio. That's just for ugly people.
This episode deals with the inappropriateness of racial invectives and contains coarse racial slurs. Viewer discretion is advised.
Everybody's in a give-it-to-me-later, give-it-to-me-now world.
This is why people are angry.
Stay tuned for your chance to win big money by naming the celebrity Bert. Only on the Don and Mike Show.
Oh, rough language, rude manners, and just downright crude behavior.
We're not talking about Animal House. A new study is out, and ABC 7 News reporter Dale Solly says it shows Americans are rude with a capital R.
Can I help someone?
We see it standing in line to get a sandwich.
Most of them have been complaining about the wait, how long they have to wait for the food.
We hear it on cell phones, endure it in email, and experience it in the checkout line.
Customer service generally, to me, they're rude.
It's rude behavior, and to many people, it seems to be getting worse.
Especially in Washington traffic, don't you think? I mean, even mild-mannered people, when they get in some of these traffic jams, can absolutely lose it.
Sometimes I want to say, forget you. I can be just as rude as you can.
She's not alone. A two-year study by the group Public Agenda says America's rudometer is soaring. 6 in 10 people think coarseness is getting worse, and 79% of those asked think lack of respect has become a national problem.
Caller, name this secret celebrity burp.
Radio hosts Don and Mike, who are certainly no shrinking violets, say they see it all the time.
Everybody's in a give-it-to-me-later, give-it-to-me-now world.
This is why people are angry.
Just the pressures of society have caused each and every individual to forget about kindness to one another.
But the study may not tell the whole story. At the bustling Eastern market, bickering is out, pushed out by the lessons of September 11th.
We're finding people are a little more courteous since 9/11. They're a little more considerate of their fellow man.
Yes, America might be a rude place, but it's probably worth remembering things can always be a whole lot worse. In Washington, Dale Solly, ABC 7 News.
We have done a bit of research here at Channel 7, and we have found that a group called Public Agenda has done a study. They interviewed public relations people and media people as well, and they have come up with the fact that 6 out of 10 Americans now believe that we collectively as Americans are ruder than ever before. And I, again, as a lowly scribe, am here to ask your opinion.
You want to go first, Don?
Please.
You, Dale.
And yes, the rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in mixed company. They're extremely rich, and they can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-265-3636. From D.C. on WJFK 202-432-1067. And from New York City on WNEW 877-692-1027. They're ready to believe.
Welcome to our show.
Mr. Son of a Beach. Mr. Son of a Beach. Mr. Son of a Beach.
Bite my left nipple, asswipe.
That's right.
It's the Don and Mike show, and they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
Can't stop them. Every day they show up like the Girl Scouts wearing their uniform.
Back in the phone, they are.
Hi, kids. No.
There they go.
Oh, good. I thought they were broken. No, get out.
Based on a true story, he was a neo-Nazi with one true enemy. Himself, a man of faith, a man of hate, and a soul torn apart. Viewer discretion advised.
Thank you, and good morning, Mr. and Mrs. Maneki Neko, and all the ships at sea. Two guys who advise Michael Jordan to be like them, play through the pain.
Yeah.
Gutterballs, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Thank you, Robbie, and hello, and thank you for listening, everybody. Don and Mike Show, new episode on this
Thursday,
April 4.
Right.
Phone numbers, well, you just heard them, but I'll repeat them anyway.
All right.
From anywhere in America, the national number is 877-365-3636. Our home station, WJFK, Washington, D.C., 202-432-1067. New York, WNEW, 877-692-1027. Starting Monday, we'll be adding another phone number just for Philadelphia. Monday, we'll be broadcasting live from Philadelphia.
I can't wait for that.
You'll be glad to know that the staff of WYSP is putting together what they consider to be a great gang of guests for us.
That is going to be fantastic. I am really, really looking forward to it.
I did turn down the Ben Franklin lookalike, though.
Well, really? I don't know what you were thinking.
It's plenty wacky, but
hey, Ben.
But no thanks. And here he is. I got to introduce him every day.
Yes.
Today, physically, he grabbed me.
Yep.
The bully. He grabbed me and said, listen.
Listen to you.
Punk. My name is Buzz. Introduce me, God damn it. And then he pushed me.
Right. The kind of guy I am.
I was in the corner. Just please don't hurt me.
What, are you going to introduce him?
Here he is. Here he is, Mike Elston.
Thank you. Hi, Don. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi.
Buzz Girdley. So, hi, everybody, and welcome to the show.
Ready for a goofy show.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're goofy tired. We bowled last night.
We did.
And
did we?
Yes, we did.
All right, just checking.
I know that some of us were in a bit of a fog.
Yeah, I am.
A bit of a haze. Yeah.
Probably, it would be safe to say, of all the times we have bowled, I spent a little more time at the bar than I did, and I didn't pay attention to my bowling last night, and I'm very disappointed with that.
A lot of us didn't pay attention to our bowling last night.
Was I correct in between my visits to the bar and coming back to acknowledge the fact that probably we bowled
our worst
game ever?
Both
games, right?
But still even though we both games, we bowled our worst games ever, we still managed to split.
Really?
Against the other team, which was led by Diego.
Well, I had equipment issues. My car's in the shop, and my bowling balls and my bowling shoes were in the trunk of that car. So I did not have my proper equipment. I had to use the Renta, you know, the fungus shoes.
Mike, that's not the reason.
No.
That's not the reason.
No, I've had a little bit too much to drink.
you sure did, but I like you. I like your bowling better when you're drunk.
I was having fun.
When you just stand up there and you give, like, the poke. Wave to the crowd.
Yes.
It's beyond the Pope. It's almost like Babe Ruth calling his shot.
I do both hands up in the air.
Kind of gesture. The gracious gesture.
No, you're right about the Babe Ruth, because at one point...
I'll point.
He pointed at the lanes.
Right.
Then he holds his ball up over his head.
And I bowled the closest thing to a gutter ball.
Yeah,
I think I knocked down one pin. Right, exactly.
Knocked down three pins and makes the glorious gesture to the crowd, because he lives to entertain.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
The king of the gutter balls last night was Spaghetti Arms Buzz.
That's me.
Were you having one of your nights last night?
It was the best night.
No. Last night, in the first frame, or rather in the first game alone, at one point, three frames in a row, I think there were like six gutter balls in a row.
Oh, God. And then I threw a strike that set off a series of strikes by our team, which may have sort of kept us in the running. But,
yeah, we did. I know we did get on one roll at one point. I think I had one spare. I think that's the only decent thing I did all night long.
It was our most even match ever as far as team for team, I thought.
Yeah, well, they suck.
Yeah, well, that's lucky for us.
We were drunk, and frankly, they were high, because they left at halftime.
And Robert was angry.
To go out to the car. Yes.
Robert was out of control angry.
Yeah, Robert the Mailman was a huge distraction last night.
Yes, he was.
Yeah. At the bowling. Everybody's on the line. We'll tell you what happened last night. We were at Strike Bethesda. Mm-hmm. Couldn't be a nicer bunch of guys and gals at this bowling alley.
Boy, do we have nice people there. I mean, really, really. And, boy, that's the way you like to have it. I mean, you know, take the fact out of it that I like my drink. It's just a very cool, very adult kind of place to bowl. It's very neat.
And we want to thank everybody that came out to see us last night. You know, that's really why we go out to bowl, to say hi to people, be able to sit down with people and say hi. And
exactly.
We met a ton of nice people last night.
Very nice.
Sit around and drink with them, and then we bowl and sit around and drink with them some more.
It was definitely the longest halftime that we'd ever had bowling.
Yeah. Well, that was because...
What was the reason for that?
Because they had to go out to their van.
Oh, really?
The other team had to go out to the van.
Yeah. From the look of them now, I understand what you're talking about.
Right, and I believe that
they did seem a little tired when they came back.
The leader of the other team, Diego, his nickname is Toker. Here he is. Diego, hello.
Hello, buddy.
Hey, buddy.
How you guys doing?
Diego was the captain of the team, the Pin Pals, that we bowled last night.
Very nice lad.
I was going to be Captain Toker, but it wouldn't fit on the board.
How high were you guys for the second game?
Just about as high as we were for the first game. It was a constant. It was good.
Well, we had a good time with you guys.
Oh, it was great, man.
It was fun.
Yeah, we all partied.
Joe, is that the guy's name? Joe wearing the sweater last night?
Yeah, you met him obviously towards him right off the very beginning.
Yeah, I don't. You know, Joe and I. I was standing there in the aisle, and he had his bowling ball, and he said, "Excuse me," and he pushed by me, and that's what started the whole thing. I had my eyes on.
Ball too.
Yeah, that's right. He was trouble. He still is.
So, Diego, remind us the names of the guys on your team that we bowled against, because they were all great guys.
It was myself, it was Joey, John, Seth, and Travis.
Right.
And we were all trouble.
Seth and Travis.
Everybody was trouble but me.
Seth and Travis and the rest of the James gang.
Hey, you know what? I would agree with that assessment, that they were all trouble except Diego. Yes.
Thank you.
And many times Diego would come over, I would be sitting at that little scoreboard thing.
Right.
And Diego would sit down next to me, and he would, a lot of our conversations revolved around Robert, the out-of-control, screaming mailman.
Well, Robert will tell you that he feels as though he was discriminated against because they made him take off his chains.
And Diego said to me, how do you put up with that? And I said to Diego, look at it as an exercise in concentration.
Yes.
Then what you have to do is just, Robert's going to be there, and he's going to be screaming stuff.
He will be screaming at the top of his lungs throughout the entire evening, even when you walk up 2 inches away from him and try to have a serious conversation.
And when I say screaming, I am not exaggerating.
No, right,
when I say that Robert the Angry Mailman was screaming last night.
Might as well have had a soapbox.
I like Robert,
bowling alley.
I like Robert with the beard, though. I like Robert with the beard. He's growing a beard, and it looks cool. I told him that, and he kept screaming. Still at me. Screaming.
Yep, right. So Buzz.
Yeah, right. All right. See ya.
Guys, I had a great time.
Diego, great. And you guys...
You get a rematch, too, don't we?
You get a rematch because we split.
Amen, dear.
So we love to bowl the Pin Pals again sometime.
I love that bowling.
All I know is that at one point, we got done with the first game, and Diego and his gang of Spicolis walked past me. I was coming back from the John, and
right.
I said, what, are you guys quitting already? Because we had another game to bowl, and they said, no, we're going out to the car, man.
Oh, God, I didn't even know that.
And I said...
I was just sitting there going, why is this break so long?
I said, have fun. I used to do that. I know it's fun. Go out there. Be careful.
Right.
Have fun.
Be careful.
I said, Diego, you're late. And he said, total scene at the food lot.
That's great.
Well, it was a good time. Thank you, Diego. Good game.
Yeah.
All right, I'll call back for a rematch, guys.
You got it.
Cool. Yeah, the all best right, part, I think we can all agree, the best part about the bowling is meeting the people, you know, from the different teams. Yeah. And they're, you know, it's just a blast.
And the people who listen to the show.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Like,
watch.
That crazy redhead lady that was next to us.
Yes, who came over and apologized for no apparent reason.
Yeah, and then at one point...
She screamed at me when I sat down and I was putting on my bowling shoes. She said, sit over here!
And she was bowling in the lane next to us, and I threw a ball that was like... It went to the left and it went to the right, and I got mad, and I said, oh, F! And then she came over and she started, like, rubbing my back and stuff and saying, you need a little body English. You need some body English.
She was very nice.
A lot of nice people there last night. Let me just say, lots of broads at that bowling alley last night to see us.
Yes, I'd like to say hi to Aaron this morning. The lovely Irish lass, Aaron. Aaron, who was there. And, hey, Lisa, what was Aaron's friend? I don't want to leave Aaron's friend out because I forgot Aaron's friend's name. But they were in the little rooting section for me.
Yeah, I thought I was meeting the next Mrs. Mike O'Mara last night.
What was Aaron's friend's name?
Carrie. I went to college with the two of them.
Aaron and Carrie were there, and they were having a very good time last night.
Yeah, they did. They had a really great time.
Hi, Aaron. Hi, Carrie.
Good hello. To see
you. Thanks for making an old man feel good last night.
Mike, hello.
Hey, I was at your bowling style show last night.
Yeah,
I like that.
And I just wanted to say that it's no wonder Diego's name is Diego.
Oh, why, you found Diego to be a dumbass?
Kinda.
Why? Why? Why was that? We found him to be quite a nice guy.
You know, the wacky weed sometimes makes you not know the answers to simple questions in life, like how do you bowl against the Don and Mike gutter balls?
Oh, I understand. So you were inquiring as to how you might set up a match,
and
right?
He was like,
Yeah, Lisa said that, as a matter of fact, there's a story behind that, that Diego, because of the fact that he is kind of out of it, was very persistent, you know, saying, hey, I'll get back to you with a date, and then he was just calling and calling. and that's kind of how it worked out. But,
Diego. What does that say for us? We couldn't even beat a bunch of guys who are high out of their minds, although I did talk last night with a guy at the alley. Who seriously said that there are some retarded kids that he works with who we could bowl against.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what we have to do is decide if we want to bowl against retards or if we want to just bowl against small children, like 7 or 8 year olds.
I vote for small children.
Yeah.
I vote for small children. You know how
once
I feel
again,
about that.
Once again, the cheese stands alone.
I know. I think, I'd you know, really,
to,
I know.
I'd love
I know
to bowl against the retards.
I know you would. I know. Maybe that'll be the evening that I get my substitute to come in. It's just, I think little kids is fine, but I mean, you know, really. I mean, come on.
The guy said,
have you no decency, sir?
The guy said that he works at one of the tard homes,
mm-hmm.
and that they had outings and stuff, and that, you know, we could, like, put a thing at the door saying make a donation, and then technically
mm-hmm.
we could have bowled against
retarded kids.
adults, not kids.
All right.
Retarded adults. To see if we could beat retards at bowling.
My God.
But,
what's that song AC/DC sings? The
highway to hell. Oh, come on, listen, you and I, we're past the easy pass on the toll road on the highway to hell.
I know, you know it's my little thing.
I know it is.
You know that.
Come on, but you know you always laugh, though.
Yeah, well, yeah, you can't help it with you guys around.
You always laugh.
Can't help myself.
Love to schedule that. I told the guy, call Lisa. The guy said, are you serious? I said, I am serious as cancer. Call Lisa, schedule a match with the retards.
Right.
Hey, you guys were great on TV last night.
Oh, please. You know, great for 5 seconds on TV.
But it was fun for me because it was the very first time I think my daughters were aware of what I do and that I do any kind of broadcasting. And I had one on one side and one on the other side, and I timed it the right way. You know, when you've got those attention spans of a 6-year and a 4-year-old, you have to make sure. And Danny, we want to go back to watching PBS Kids. And I'm sitting there, no, it's coming on, Catherine. It's coming on. Daddy, I said, Catherine, it's coming on. Daddy's going to be on TV. And they only get it when they see Daddy on TV.
Right.
And then it was the big payoff, and I got the big payoff. And, you know, I was thinking with the nature of the editorial slant of his piece, it might not have been the best thing to see, but it turned out okay.
Well, they got you, of course.
They got me with the phony soundbite.
Giving one of your phony soundbites.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the next time a TV crew comes in here, seriously, I got to change the way that the show is done physically, because they get the shot of me. First off, they open up, of course, with what I requested, not the bald, my bald spot. Thank you, Channel 7. Hold on, I got the wrong sound effects here. Thank you. Thank you, Channel 7. Then you get the shot of me because I stand. And, you know, I'm fat, but you see it. Then you see Mike, but because Mike's sitting down,
right,
and the camera's just on his face.
Yeah, you don't get to see my six pack.
Yeah, you don't see that Mike's fatter even than me.
Thanks. You,
well,
Jesus Christ.
I'm sorry.
That's wrong.
I'm sorry.
You know, you don't. I never say that about, you know, you, that you're fat. You know, you say, I never say anything about you're fat. You saying I'm fatter than you? I know I'm fatter than you.
I mean, you've mentioned it, but if you were to watch the
it's
piece,
better when I say it, okay?
All
it's
right.
Better when I'm
sorry.
God.
Sorry, but all I know is I'm sitting there last night looking like, you know, hey, you know, like a whale.
I cannot help that the camera loves me.
And they just do the zoom in on your face.
With the soundbite. With the phony soundbite.
Yeah.
You know, what's funny is he used my phony soundbite in a serious context. It just shows you what they can do. You know, what they can do with the magic of editing. And then it was at the very end, the last shot was when I was telling you, you know, how I agreed with you, and you went, hey, forget it, and you put your hand over the camera.
Yeah.
It was fun.
Another flattering shot.
But hey, you know, in that typical TV, you know, he's in here and he used like 1 second of
he's
what
in here for
doing.
45 minutes, and he spent more time talking to the stupid people at McDonald's about how they're not getting their Filet-O-Fish on time.
You know who got as much time as you guys is the burp contest.
Yeah, right.
I mean, exactly. They ran that, and that had no place in there.
And the whole thing was just, you know, really. I mean, the whole piece. Who read this? What a throwaway. Yeah, but what a classic slow Newsday piece.
It's the filler stuff.
Yeah, the filler. It's the fluff.
Yeah, and it was a story. I mean, yesterday was a slow Newsday. It was one of the first jokes in Letterman's monologue last night.
Right.
And it was mentioned on all the newscasts yesterday.
Sure.
I don't know how you.
I like Dale, though. I like Dale Solly. He's a nice guy.
I don't know. You can say it's a slow Newsday when John Harder's at the Pentagon, Don.
The part of the Channel 7 piece that I found the most interesting was Dale Solly driving his car while he was broadcasting.
Right. You know, in traffic. Wouldn't you agree?
We get a hunch maybe they shot that on the way back to the station when they realized they needed like 20 more seconds.
The less of time.
But you know that because it's Channel 7, they don't do the shot. Like, you know, if you're watching a movie,
right,
and you see two guys driving in a car in a movie.
Right.
Well, the car really is on a flatbed trailer.
Sure, right.
And they're not really driving. Well, you know that Dale Solly was really driving his Ford Taurus down the road with the guy with the camera. And I'm thinking, how great would it have been if Dale Solly, like, rear-ended some guy?
Great might not be the word. Classic, perhaps.
Classic comedy.
Could have been good. All right.
Hey, Ron?
You
said you watched Letterman last night?
Yes.
How uncomfortable was it watching Michael J. Fox?
Hey, can I say something about that really seriously? I don't mean to get heavy, but I will tell you right now, I watched that whole thing. I hope to have just a tiny bit of the balls that Michael J. Fox has to go on national television when he's
doing the guy's that. Awesome. It's sad.
It is.
I disagree.
I don't find it sad. I find it ballsy.
I disagree. I didn't find it sad at all, and I know that I've goofed on Michael J. Fox in the past,
right?
Like with the shaking and stuff, but he's still lucid,
and he's still very funny.
And he was goofing on the fact that he was shaking.
You know, a guy like that, I think a guy like that, when he does what he does, you know, you hear about it all the time, you know, making an example for other people with the condition. It's absolutely incredible what he must do for all the people that have, like he did, hidden that condition, younger people that get that disease and are afraid to go into the workplace. He does incredible things for them. I mean, and I watched that, and he had the medication where he kind of, you know, he was talking about it, where he's like on a boat and he's moving in big.
Oh, it was like watching Tom Arnold.
Yeah, right.
He was tapping his feet. He's pulling his socks up.
I hope to be around people with that much courage. I think that is absolutely incredible.
Mike, you're looking at him with that much courage right now. You're looking at him. All right, I don't have Parkinson's, but you're looking at a man with as much courage as Michael J. Fox.
And then Letterman, of course, at one point, I forgot what he had, not listening to him. You know, I mean, he answered one of the questions, and Letterman was, you know, had missed it, wasn't paying attention.
You can't blame Letterman. Letterman's probably just sitting there I agree Michael J. Fox is brave, and I thought it was a great appearance on Letterman, but let's say you're Letterman, and you're sitting there a foot away from him, and you're watching him.
Right.
I mean, how can you really pay attention to what he's saying if you're
that close. Yeah, I bet you're right. I bet you're right. But it's difficult to concentrate. You know, it's. But boy, he was fun. And he had a few things that were just very, very funny about his condition. And you know, I didn't feel uncomfortable watching it. I felt uncomfortable watching Michael J. Fox in the past, but last night he was so head on about his condition that it was. And that's what happens when you. I think when you have something like that, you deal with it so directly, you put everybody at ease.
Right. Yeah. No, it was a good appearance. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you.
See you later. See you. All right, Robert the Angry Mailman is on the phone, and we're going to have to give him his time here.
Oh, no.
I do want to tell everybody, though, that Robert, due to, Robert and I have bet stuff before in the past.
Right, right.
And I think I owed him $50 for a bet, and I gave Robert $100, and I said, you know, pay it back whenever you can.
Right.
Well, last night he gave me a check for the $50 he owed me,
mm-hmm.
and... As in the note where it says what the check is for, it says for a 5-star BJ, baby. But I want you to know, Robert, I want you to know that I'm going to deposit the check, even though you've written it's for oral.
Well, I get the check back anyway, so it'd be a keepsake.
Right. You got it. All right, Robert. Listen, I want to say something. That last night, you, my friend, were absolutely out of freaking control.
Yeah, Robert.
I'm out of control.
You're angry, Robert.
Let's start it this way. I've already been told that they're a good sponsor of the show.
Yes.
So I don't even know what I can say, because if I say what I want to say, that friendship might be severed.
All right, listen. I don't want you to ruin a relationship we have with a sponsor. However, perhaps you could simply describe why you were angrier than usual last night.
Okay, we've been to this bowling alley before, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Right.
I won my goal. We had a great time. I gave him great props, right?
Right.
So I guess the clan took over management.
Oh, come on now. So, Robert, they made me
tuck in my goal and take my wool cap off. So read between the lines.
Robert, let me just say, Robert wears like Mr. T jewelry, okay?
What they did was they asked Robert to put his jewelry underneath his shirt so it would not be displayed.
Right.
And then they made you take off your wool hat.
Postal wool cap.
And it was a postal worker. You showed me the hat last night.
Right.
It was a hat that had the Postal Service logo on it.
Wow. And then after this happens, for the next 2.5 hours, Robert is screaming. He's standing there. He's screaming that later in the evening, he's going to be working as a customer.
Yeah. Robert.
Well, all right. That's something Robert doesn't want to mention. Robert is mentioning another job that he has.
Right.
Besides working at the post office.
Thank you.
And don't, no problem. Now, you return the favor and you be on your best behavior here.
Sure.
He starts screaming about how the world revolves around the white devil.
Right.
I didn't say nothing about no daggone white devil. Let me think about this. You can read between the lines and say that this is an upscale bowling alley.
And you were profiled.
I've never heard of before.
You were profiled.
A bowling alley.
Robert.
Okay.
You were profiled, right? That's what you think. Yes.
Exactly.
You were profiled.
No, I was profiled.
So he's screaming, and throughout the night, he's screaming. He's doing his whole thing where he's, you know, he's going, "Oh, Macedon, I would be glad to get yous a drink if yous would like a drink."
Or, and they wouldn't serve me a drink, so I asked you to get me a drink.
Now, Robert, that is a lie.
They would have served you a drink.
That is a lie.
How long did I wait for that pitcher of soda? I asked, and I evidently, you know, It's the 60s again. We're at Walmart in Birmingham, Alabama.
Robert, it was a lie. You're saying a lie.
Whatever.
This
is what I saw.
No, Robert, I was there. I saw the bartender. He had no problem serving you or any of the other black guys that were there last night.
However, if they did make you take off your cap and tuck in your gold, I think you got an issue there.
Yeah, they do have a sign at the door that says proper tire attire.
Proper attire. We've been there before, Dynamite, and I wore the same gold.
Wow.
Okay, they have rules and regulations, right? Guess what another rule is? You can't smoke on the lane. Now, who had two big goddamn stogies?
Who had two big goddamn stogies?
Who was smoking on the lane?
Who was
smoking cigars?
Oh, now you're talking about pot or cigars, because I was smoking cigars.
Exactly.
Yeah, their rule was that we were not supposed to smoke.
But they made an exception for Don's and Mike's, okay? They didn't make an exception for me. Okay, I'm saying this is a bowling alley.
That's
one step away from being a goddamn parking lot.
That's the other thing that Robert kept doing. He said, you know, we's blacks, we's puts S's on the ends of all of our words.
Don's and Mike's.
Ain't that right, Mr. Don's? And then at one point he gets down on his knees and he goes, oh, Don's is the best master I've ever had. And I'm going, why are you doing this to me?
Yeah, he was taking it out. But that's what Robert does. I mean, it wouldn't be bowling without having Robert there, as far as I'm concerned.
All I'm saying is, I read between the lines. I talked to Tim, whoever that guy is. He couldn't explain to me. That's just a rule. Another guy would have tried to explain to me. I understand they don't want brothers.
If the line had any balls.
With the suburban.
If the commissioner had any balls.
It's a high class bowling alley.
Doesn't he sound like Brian Cox?
Yes. So listen, Robert, I think you're wrong. I don't think that there was any discrimination last night.
Don't worry. Strike Bethesda. I will not darken your door again. Fine. We go back to Annandale, where everybody's welcome.
Listen, I want to say on behalf of Strength Bethesda, everybody's welcome. There was plenty of black folk last night there.
And they was in the kitchen.
No, and they wasn't. They wasn't in the kitchen.
Along with the Hispanics.
Oh my God!
Because I asked. And also, I ain't gonna even go there.
Robert, there was
the high class bowling alley. Remember what I tell you guys? When
Robert,
I went to the bathroom, a white guy offered me drugs.
Oh really?
Yeah, I told you guys that.
Oh, no, you told me that. You told me a white guy offered him weed, but
it was Rob.
He was sure that it was an undercover cop.
Trying to set a brother up.
Wow.
You know?
Meanwhile.
Wow, I didn't know all that was going on, Robert.
Robert, you don't know that was an undercover cop.
Hey, he was an undercover cop. He was a white dude that wasn't scared of the police because he was like, come on, man, let's smoke this.
Because
I'm black.
Robert, this was not a racist place that we were in last night.
They have to be politically correct, Don. I'm not politically correct.
Robert.
You don't want black people in your bowling alley. That's fine with me.
Robert,
this upper class.
What about all of the other black people who were there last night who didn't have the bitch that you're having
because
now?
Because they weren't wearing gold. What if Mr. Forty and his gang showed up again? You think they were going to do the same thing to them? Mr. Forty and his boys wear gold just like I do. And it'd have been the same situation.
I think if they asked Robert to put his gold under his shirt, I don't get that. That doesn't make sense to me.
You know what it is, Mike? They just don't want the brothers with the gold chains mixing it up with the suburban whites.
Yeah, I don't know. So what do you think?
The suburban whites.
So then what about all the other black guys who were there?
It was two other guys, and they saw the same thing I saw.
No, there was more than two.
Really?
Yeah, I told you,
the other, only people other than me and the other two guys were in the kitchen.
I think
with a Chef Bardi hat on and a cream of wheat box guy.
Now, and that's the other thing, you start screaming like Aunt Jemima.
Right. Yeah, that's what I'm.
I'm the cream of wheat guy.
Well,
they have to blanket just like at the airport.
Now you went there before.
The white people, Rich.
What about Richard? Well, Lisa had a black friend there. Hey, Lisa, come here. What about you?
Lisa and I drove out together with her friend Richard,
who.
Don.
Yeah.
Ask Lisa what the new saying of the day is. On the Don and Mike show, it's Colors Be Quiet Day.
Colors Be Quiet.
Where did you get that,
Robert? Day on the Don and Mike show.
Now, what about your friend Richard, who's black, who drove out with you and Mike?
Oh, he's fine.
And now he didn't.
He's got one black friend. Is that what it's supposed to be?
Uh-huh.
One brother. But now it's no racism at the bowling alley.
Hey, Robert.
Yes, sir.
Are you our friend?
Yeah, I ain't got nothing against you. I just want to, when I'm saying
I have
bring
black.
Out, you bring out the stuff, just like at the Redneck Olympics.
There was one.
I didn't blame you for that.
He hates the Redneck
Olympics. I didn't blame you for that.
There was one.
When I come into a bowling alley, they tell me to put my goal in and take my.
You can't say bull ass.
I can't say bull spit.
He's a bull spit.
I agree with Robert.
It's bull spit.
I totally agree with Robert.
Don't you think maybe if a WAP came in there, if some Guido came in, that they might, I'm just playing devil's advocate, that they might not say to a mobbed up guy who was wearing a lot of gold, put the gold under your shirt?
I don't think that would happen.
Don, sir.
Yeah.
Sir, you know it's a fact that they make you take your shoes off in the airport last week because they're usually looking at the towel head. But they got to do you to make it look fair. That happened last night. Okay.
Oh, Robert.
They tell us we go.
So you're thinking about it. Wait, Robert.
Oh,
Robert, give me. Robert!
Yes, sir.
It's no talking to you sometimes.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Isn't it true? It was your point that if an Italian guy came walking in, they'd make an Italian guy put his gold under his shirt, too?
I would think so.
No, I don't think so.
No, hey, my point is this. Don't be politically correct.
I also don't think it has anything to do with the management of the lane, either. I think it's the guy at the door.
$100 that there's never been an incident of a brother's in there with the gold on.
Robert, all I know is that every time we do anything with you, it always ends up being about black and white and being about
the Olympics. I made that up.
It always ends up about you being the guy standing in my front yard, the statue of the guy in my front yard holding the light.
I can't name how many white people I live next to.
And
Don is telling me I got Daryl Green over here.
Well, no. I only say that because you say to me as if it's my fault that I've only got one black neighbor. And I said, I can't help it that I've only got one black neighbor. And you said, well, in your subdivision, they probably have these rules. And I said, well, I don't live in a subdivision.
There's one black per acre. I know.
And I said to them, out where I live, we got plenty of blacks that live where I live.
Yeah.
And I was just...
I got a Spanish too that come around every Saturday to cut the grass. I know.
Not where I live.
What's going on? I'm not politically correct.
Robert, you're anywhere near where I live.
Robert,
it doesn't bother me.
You're too radical.
I want the brothers in your bowling alley.
You're too radical.
They disturb the white people.
Okay, Robert, you've gotten your point across.
All right.
Let me end this with one funny moment. I'm standing at the bar with Robert last night, and he comes over and he says, in his most angriest, and he says, I got a joke for you. And I go, okay. He says, what's the difference between a black and a pile of ass? And I'm thinking about this, and the woman that's standing next to me, who's one of the people watching us, she goes, nothing.
Oh, my God.
She said that instantly.
She said it
just as I finished the joke.
She says nothing. Now, at that point, I don't know if Robert's going to strangle her.
Right.
Or what.
Right.
But you know what? I never heard the real punchline that you wanted to say.
Isn't it a bucket, Robert?
No, I heard this on another show on your station.
Yeah.
That's why I was telling a joke. They said, what was the difference between black people and S? Well, S turns white and stops smelling.
Is it, Robert? Let me just end this by quoting...
I'm thinking to myself, that's some sensitive stuff.
Let me just end
it's
this...
funny, though.
Let me end this today by quoting...
Robert, the controversial angry mailman, Robert.
Let me just end this discussion by quoting perhaps the greatest black of all time. The greatest black person of all time. Michael Jackson. Let me quote Michael Jackson. It don't matter if you're black or white.
Yes, it do.
I've seen the bright get duller. I'm not going to spend my life
being
a color.
That's why he's white now, okay? He's full of S, too.
Right.
Okay. All right.
Bad example. Hey, Don.
Robert, it's over your head. I'm goofing with you. Okay.
Bye, Robert. Always.
After 9/11, when you scrape off all the flag waving and shaking hands and kissing,
the
same old S underneath.
I like having Robert on the show.
You're shot for pulling out their wallet.
He's angry.
You still ain't welcome in every bowling alley.
Yeah, that's right.
Angry.
And if you're in Bethesda...
Robert, stop it. They're a client. Stop it.
You're always welcome where we go, Robert.
Hey,
you know
Don and Mike is a great show, but they racial profile is Strike Bethesda. You hear me, Tim?
Robert, now listen.
You hear me, Tim?
Robert.
I didn't like your explanation, Tim.
Robert, did I delete out what you wanted me to delete?
Okay,
delete out?
I will not bother Strike Bethesda.
Robert,
you said your piece, Robert.
Just like I have no problem with Mike H.
Mike H.
From Rebel, Redneck Winner.
From the Redneck Olympics.
I got a problem with him. I know where he comes from, too.
It's live and let live, Robert.
All right.
Bye, Robert.
All right.
Later.
Take care, Robert. Bye-bye.
There he is.
There's no talking to him.
I wonder how he got that laryngitis.
Last night, screaming.
Yeah.
Screaming. Look at me! I'm
like the man on the cream of wheat box.
They made him take off his hat and hide his gold.
Hey, Don, look at me. It's Uncle Ben.
He was mad. He was very, very angry.
Right. Okay, that's angry. Angry Robin. God damn, he was mad.
He was mad. He had a legitimate gripe.
And, you know, he should have been there with us for hearing it for 3 hours last night.
I mean, he had a legitimate gripe, and then he took it out on us, which is fun, too, I think.
That's fine. He was very mad.
I love the debate. Sometimes I get when I've had a couple of cocktails, I get into the political debate with Robin.
I know you do.
Which is, there's absolutely no way that can even happen. You know, there are people around. Nobody cares. No. Robin and I just screaming at each other across the lane.
Hello, Snap. Are you there, Snap? Hello, Don and Mike Show. Snap.
Don.
Yo, hi.
Yeah, I'm here, man.
Hey.
Listen, this angry mailman bit guy, first of all, what is he doing wearing a gold chain and woolly cap in a bowling alley?
Well, I can't answer that. I didn't dress him last
time. How he likes to dress.
Well, first, I think this guy's a little too old for that gold chain woolly cap wearing stuff. What is he, a Mr. T comeback?
Well, he's about 40. I know he's about our age.
40? That's way too old. 40, he should be hooked up to some breathing apparatus.
Hey, watch out. Hey, that's easy. Hitting close to home.
I'm sorry. No, but you know, this guy is like calling shots about racial stuff. Come on, man. He's too old for that.
He was there. You mean like you get to a certain age and you can't be discriminated against?
When he hit 40, Robert should put the chain away. All right?
Thank you.
And Robert should worry about mailing my mails on time.
Mailing my mails?
Oh. I'm sorry. But, you know, I think, come on, man. At your age, after a while, 40, worry about something else.
Boy, now Robert's going to be really angry.
Thank you, Snap. Yeah.
Not only does he think he got profiled at the bowling alley, but now he's being discriminated against because of his age.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don.
Yes.
How's it going? Hey, Mike.
Hi.
Hey, Buzz.
Hey.
How you guys doing? Long time listener. I know I told, I think it was Joe Hardinger that I hated you guys, but I really have been listening to you guys since like 7th grade. I'm 21 now. But I figured this was the only way I could get to talk to you.
If you said that you hated us, you'd get right through?
Apparently.
Yeah, all right.
Joe, I swear to God, he's the dumbest screener in the world.
No, he's the oldest.
He's the dumbest.
Hey, Joe, walk us through this process.
Yeah, it's a little confusing.
Guy calls in and says, hey, I really hate them. And you go, okay, hold on.
Yeah, I wanted to talk to you guys. I mean, long-time listener. I love you guys.
Here he comes. Every day now we seem to get a little window into Joe's soul.
The world's oldest phone screener. How did you screen this one, Joe?
If you don't lie to me. If you say, actually did lie to me, because now he's saying that he loves you.
Yeah, but so because he was honest that I hate them, I want to talk to them.
Well, I tried to.
Oh, okay. He put him through because he was honest.
So if you're honest,
you'll get through.
Right.
Well, I tried.
Instead of making up, you know, these stories like, hey, I've got some tape of CNN, let me play it for him.
Right.
You know, and then, you know, going on a tirade against, you know, family, friends, and whatnot.
So the guy just calls up and says, hey, he hates us.
Rob has a real issue with whatnot, Joe.
What if the guy just called and said, hey, I'm a big fan of the show and I want to say hi?
I hang up on those people right away.
He hangs up
on them. Now, wait a minute. Why do you hang up on...
Because those guys are the surefire ones that are going to get on and rank you.
Really?
Interesting.
Surefire.
It's a whole psychology thing.
Jesus Christ. Okay, thank you.
It's a different world.
Oh, do not call and say, I just want to tell the guys how much I love them, because the next thing you'll hear a click before your M gets out of your mouth.
Yeah, I know.
Wow. All right.
And I just wanted to say, btbigshowfb@aol.com is now single. Love you guys.
All right. Thank you, my friend.
Where is Philly's cap?
Hello, Don.
Backwards.
Hello.
With his dyed blonde hair.
Hey.
Can I talk to Don and Mike?
Yeah, you're on the air with us. Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
My name is Kevin. I'm the grandson of Samuel Lipton, who used to be a character on your show.
Sam Lipton?
Yeah, no, he wasn't a character. He was a real guy.
Wahoo.
He used to call in all the time, and
he's not. Please don't tell me what I think you're going to tell. Is he?
No, he's dead. He's been dead for 2 years.
Oh, has he really?
Yeah.
You know, we used to always talk about Sam Lipton and wonder whether he was still alive or not.
Well, he died. He died in October of 2000. And, I mean, you know.
You're shocked by this, Mike?
No, not at all.
He lived a long life. He lived a good long life. So
he was a character, man.
He was.
And you know, Mike, his music lives on.
His music. We still have his music.
Here's a tribute, a brief tribute now that we know he's gone.
Yeah.
The late Sam Lipton, a little song I think he wrote about my wife.
Very
about Frida.
I love Frida for her beautiful voice. You gotta see that woman. I wish she'd get a divorce. You gotta see her, 'cause she is a dream. And when she calls him boo-boo, stop, man, 'cause Don is the king.
There he is.
Hey, there you go.
Sam Lipton, well, you know, our deepest sympathies. He was a good guy, a lot of fun. We had a lot of fun with him on the show.
Yeah, he had a lot of fun with you guys, and I just want to let you know that I've been listening every day. I think you all do a great show, and now, you know, he's passed that on to me, and, you know.
Are you a singer also?
Well, I am a lyricist. But actually, you
are
know,
you as talented as your grandfather was?
Come on now.
We've got the whole collection now.
Are you as talented? Here's another one of his great songs.
WPGC in a row. WPGC in a row.
Quarterback, quack, quack, quack. A quarterback, quarterback, quackity, quack. He's the young duck with a wackity whack. He's got a gun in his hand that goes ack, ack, ack. Stands in the pocket just as cool as you please, like an old-time quarterback with the greatest of ease. A quarterback, quarterback, quack, quack, quack. A quarterback, quackity, quack. Now, when he takes a snap, he's one cool cat. He's the general in command. He's going to attack. He's got a gun in his hand that goes ack, ack, ack. He's one cool duck and a risking at bat.
There you go. There's
the father of modern rap, Mr.
Sam Lipton.
Sam Lipton.
All right, well, Godspeed.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you, my friend.
Yep.
Bye-bye. Like all the great ones are leaving us all at once.
The good, they die young.
Do you think that's how the grandson thought the call would go?
Yeah.
You do, really?
Yeah, why?
That was all right. I thought it was a moving tribute. I thought perhaps he thought you all would not be respectful.
Well, I thought we were kind of borderline.
I love Don and Mike's show.
I loved it.
Anytime you play that music in the background.
Hello.
Hi, this is Art.
Hi, Art.
Hey, I love Robert on the show all the time. But he was way, way, way out of line. I mean, did your grandparents oppress any blacks? Nobody did.
Oh, no, mine did.
My
grandparents did.
Yours, right.
Mine didn't. I'm sorry.
Mine did. I go back to your ancestors. They were all in the slave trading business.
No, right? I'm talking about my modern grandparents.
Oh, the modern. Oh,
my modern grandparents. Yeah, sure.
That's we're oppressive.
Yes, they're very oppressive.
Absolutely.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
Hello.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
This is Val. Call from Glen Burnie.
Hi there.
First time caller, long-time listener.
Hi there.
What the heck's up with the mailman?
I like this.
Well, everybody,
this is funny. Now we're getting these. What's the matter?
He's just kooky.
Was he bothering
you? Oh, I think he bothers half the world.
Why is that?
Well, what you got to put up with racism at certain degrees, okay? Now he's wearing the wrong kind of. You can't wear jewelry in there.
What's your point?
Well, my point is, they didn't discriminate him against because he wore gold jewelry, right?
What's your point?
My point is,
you haven't made your point yet.
What is the point?
The point is, this guy comes in, scheduled to come in,
not badly, hopefully.
And they the first time they say they tell him you got to put your gold chains underneath your shirt.
What's your point?
He shouldn't have got angry.
Why?
Thank you.
Oh, good. He's gone.
Well, he made the point, Mike.
He made the point. Right.
The point was, don't get angry, tolerate hate.
Don and Mike. Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike, how you doing?
Hello.
Listen, that guy in the bathroom couldn't have been a cop because cops buy dope from people. They don't offer it to people.
Right.
All right. Thank you, my friend. Thank you. One more call. Okay, I got you. He's an idiot. Okay, one more call. Oops.
A lot of hate for Robert.
Never mind. God damn it. Okay.
You know, man, that's not going to make him feel any better.
We got to break everybody. Because suffice to say, we had a great time bowling last night. We had a great time.
And you know, I'm just trying to get over Sam Lipton.
Yeah.
Oh, the late Sam Lipton? Like that's a shock to you that he's dead?
I thought he'd live forever.
877-365-3636. That is the toll-free number now. Dial recklessly, you animals, because we're playing for $200 today with the celebrity burp.
It just goes to show, even when you take really good care of yourself.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I still F it up by playing music like this.
God damn it. The Don and Mike Show.
It's like music that says, we're here.
No, you can try. It's like trying to polish a turd. I love the new production elements. Yes.
What is this faggot song we're playing here?
Love Grows Where My Rosemary Goes.
Who does it?
Edison Lighthouse.
Only love grows where my rosemary goes.
You know, you can and let me say that. I meant that for John at JFK and for Ed at YSP.
Eddie Bananas.
Those are great pieces of production, and I love them. But you're never going to get, even though I'm running them because I think they're great, you're never going to get away from
some of the classic hits of yesteryear.
You're never going to get a, on this show, let me give you another example. Here you go. Here's another. This is a really fine piece of production. I mean, no S. I love these things.
It's infectious, like a disease.
The Don and Mike Show.
Crudity is in the eye of the beholder.
Oh, man.
The Don and Mike Show.
That's great. I mean, no kidding, that's great. I'm going to keep running those.
And then you add a little of us at the end.
But I'm also going to...
A day-to-day struggle to find the worst in people. The Don and Mike Show.
I remember to this day.
La, la, la.
Right there. Like, you go right from that to guys wearing turtlenecks.
Train wreck.
There it is.
Right on top. Oh, I love that.
Is that me and you and a dog named Blue?
Of course, it's me and you and a dog named Boo.
Boo?
Boo. Blue is the grease man's dog.
His dog, Blue.
My dog named Blue.
Me and you and a dog named Blue.
Yeah. So anyway, it's great production stuff. I love it, and I'm going to keep running it.
It's like super edgy, and then somebody opens the door, and someone runs in a party dress.
Lobo has never sounded more hip.
Lobo.
I was going to call 100 right now. Hello there, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello, hi.
Hey, listen, you're call 100, my friend.
Okay.
Okay, great.
What's that?
Pardon
what?
Me? Pardon me?
Yeah, what's call 100?
Hey, bud, what's your problem?
Yeah, it's a radio contest. Are you calling for a contest?
Yeah, the burp game, right?
Yeah, there you go. That's why we said you're the 100th call. You're caller 100.
Sorry. All right, okay. So what's up?
Hey, please would be nice.
Please.
Well, what's your name, my friend?
Steve.
Steve, where are you from?
Am I on the radio?
Oh, God.
You know what? I'm afraid that...
he's a turbo dumbass.
We're going to have to take call 101. I'm sorry. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, yes. I'd like to try to take a guess at the celebrity burp.
There you go. Hi, now, what's your name, my friend?
RJ from Philly.
RJ, here you go. RJ, you've got a CD 10-pack of your favorite greatest hit CDs from Badfinger, Steve Miller, and George Thorogood. These CDs and others are available at FYE. Now, you will play for $200 today.
Okay.
We're going to add $100 every day to the jackpot until we get a winner. Celebrity burp number one will tell you that it's an entertainer.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And he or she is an actor or an actress.
Okay.
Play of the burp, give you 15 seconds to think about it, and, of course, good luck.
Caller, name this celebrity burp.
Ah. See, when Dude Walker was here yesterday, we got Dude Walker to cut that.
Name this celebrity burp.
There it is enough, Mike.
And the odds are in my favor.
Yeah! That's
yes.
part of the concept. Okay, here you go. Spotlight on you for $200. Who is it?
Is it Ogre from Revenge of the Nerds?
Is it who?
Ogre from Revenge of the Nerds.
Ogre?
Yeah. The movie Revenge of the Nerds?
No, the only guy I know from Revenge of the Nerds is Booger.
Booger. Is Ogre the big guy with the beard?
Yeah, he's with the frat party.
Yeah, Ogre, okay.
No, sorry.
Okay, thanks.
Good guess.
We're sorry.
Don't forget that every guess
is a clue for you.
Clue for you. Thank you, buddy. Hold on just a second. Rob, I'm going to need that funeral music again.
Again?
Yeah.
Oh, no, not more death.
Yeah.
Oh,
all the good ones.
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
I'm not happy.
Yeah.
No.
What is it?
Okay. Let me just say, this is not funny.
It isn't.
Oh, God. That always scares me.
This is not funny. 78-year-old grandmother from Bustleton, Pennsylvania.
Only Pennsylvania has town names like that, right? Bustleton.
She stopped driving on Roosevelt Boulevard years ago. The road is too dangerous. Too many speeding drivers. The retired seamstress told her family.
Was she a seamstress for the band?
But the Italian immigrant believed she was safe walking across a 12-lane highway. Now she would not drive on Roosevelt Boulevard because it was so dangerous.
Right. Did you say 12 lanes?
12-lane highway.
And how old is she? Where was she?
78.
Oh, dear.
That is just mad. On a sunny, clear morning, she stepped off a SEPTA bus at the boulevard near St. Vincent Street, carrying a bag with a tablecloth. Just before she reached the center median, an SUV driven by a 53-year-old woman struck her.
And it hit him so hard, it knocked the feces out of him.
She died 4 hours later.
Oh, man.
Oh, dear. Let me see.
Where's a Boy Scout when you need him?
Roosevelt Boulevard is a well-established magnet for vehicle crashes. It's a pedestrian killer. Every day, hundreds of people make the journey across this 12-lane road on foot.
Wow.
Last year, 5 people died trying to get to the other side.
Jesus. Well, I mean, 12 lanes, that's like trying to cross the Beltway.
But
the footbridge.
The thing is that she would tell everybody she would never drive on the road.
Good thinking, bud.
She would never drive on the road because it was too dangerous. But a 78-year-old woman had no problem running across 12 lanes of traffic.
I would assume, you know, after that first 6 lanes. You know, Jesus, I'd have trouble doing that.
It's like, what was that bad Eddie Murphy movie? Oh, Bowfinger.
Right.
It's like that movie where they made Eddie Murphy run into traffic.
Yeah, horrible traffic.
Right.
Okay. 6 lanes is, I don't know why anyone would even attempt that.
She would never drive on the road.
To get to the other side.
Too dangerous. Too rife with speeding drivers. And she would always tell her family, never drive on this road.
Well, that is a real shame. Yes.
Ironic, really.
Yes, it is.
Isn't it?
I see the irony in that story, you know. Not driving and walking, of course.
It's like rain on your wedding day.
Black fly, Chardonnay.
It's pretty ironic, wouldn't you say?
Boy, oh boy.
And
there's a moral there also. Don't do that type of stuff now.
Mike, here's one that I think I'm going to have to work on for you.
Okay.
This is about babysitters for Hollywood stars.
All right.
Okay. Now
I'm actually going to be in the market for that pretty soon.
This is for Fox News.
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't mean. I know what you mean. Like,
well, no, I'm
for your kids.
I'll be looking for someone
to watch
with a limited knowledge of English that you know will be able to take care of a few things for me.
Okay, but Mike, this is not what the story's about.
It's where my mind's been, though. Hi. Yes, she's very nice. I'd love to. Let me ask your mother. May I? Yes, I know she's very talented.
Yeah.
Well, I was asking your mother if you'd like to come and work for me. Okay, I'll ask her right now. Well, can she come work for me? Mom? Yes. That's fine. I agree to your terms. That's good. Yes, she'll have a place of her own. Three square meals a day?
It's okay.
He's okay.
2 hours on Sunday off.
He's okay. No, it's not that type of babysitter.
Oh, I see.
This is from Fox. It was just another day on a movie set. An actor who was struggling with a drinking problem Estevez to bring him water. When she returned, the star's sober companion intervened, smelling the water. The bottle was full of vodka.
Oh, my.
And the star's babysitter took the bottle away from the star.
Oh, really? So the star has, like, somebody to sit with the star to make sure the star doesn't drink on the set?
It is a Hollywood phenomenon that studios are hiring babysitters to watch TV stars and movie stars.
So they don't drink before they go on. But isn't it known in Hollywood that many, many stars, like Lee Marvin, Richard Burton, stars like that, would do their scenes pretty well banged up before they go on camera?
But when it gets so bad that it gets in the way of the financial aspect, that's when they get really concerned. I think the first star that merited a babysitter was John Belushi.
So,
when are you guys hiring mine?
Mike, here's the deal. Is how much is it going to cost us?
Okay.
There is a company called Passages out of California.
Time Passages.
And they will provide a babysitter for a star. I'm Mike, as you drink out of your water bottle.
Is that water?
That's good Evian. It will cost us $2,500 a day.
A day?
For a babysitter for you.
Well, I think it's reasonable.
They deal primarily with the three major networks. Mm-hmm. I guess four if you include Fox.
We work for CBS.
Let me see. This is where the babysitters, or as the stars enjoy calling them, the minders come in.
Can I have a female minder?
Minder!
Will the babysitter change me?
They stay with the celebrity 24 hours a day.
All right.
During the project.
Very good.
Sleeping in the same room.
Oh, come on.
Accompanying the star to the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
Searching the star daily. Checking food and drink. And interceding whenever anyone else approaches.
What about wiping?
They help the celebrity carry on with the day. Now, Mike, important news here for you.
Boy, just imagine me lying back on the bed, ankles in the air.
They don't embarrass the celebrity.
Right. I don't think I could handle that.
They are not awed by celebrities.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see.
Taking the celebrities to the bathroom. These must be some seriously effed up celebrities.
Well, now they did have to fire one babysitter.
Minder.
A minder, because a celebrity was actually offered and took $50,000 from an actor who said, please
leave me alone.
Lie to them and tell them,
bring me some vodka.
That I'm...
God, I wish we could get some of the names of the celebrities.
Yeah, or a number even.
There are two people who have their pictures in the story.
Really?
And the people who have their pictures in the story are Robert Downey Jr.
Oh, okay.
And Paula Poundstone.
Oh, really? Yeah, but Paula Poundstone, what set is she going to be on?
I don't know. Anyway, I was just mentioning that. Would you pass your bottle of water over?
I don't know why we have to go through that exercise. I think that's silly.
Would you just pass it over? Just for snicks, or Rob?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, just for snicks. I think I will. You know, you're going to have to go on my word that it's water.
Rob, would you be Mike's minder?
Yeah, I'll do that.
Would you please?
Sure.
Go check his water right now.
Now wait a minute. Are you asking, or I will accept it? But are you telling me?
It's a request.
I'm not sure I want to do that.
It's a request.
I'm really Rob. You don't need to stand that close to me. I don't understand. You know, this was a nice little story, and it was an interesting little game. If you're ordering me as head of the show...
I'm not ordering you. I'm asking you.
All right.
All right, Rob, go ahead.
All right.
Smell it. Smell Mike's bottle of water.
Oh. That's not even good vodka.
Oh, stop it. It's not that bad.
I know you're a very proud resident of the state, but just because it's made in Virginia...
I understand.
...doesn't make it good.
Bowman's.
In the plastic bottle.
Actually, you're wrong. It's pop-off.
I've just gotten an instant feedback from John and Matt...
Yes.
...at WNEW.
Right.
Your buddy.
Saying when we're up there next week...
Will they be my minders?
They're offering to be your companions.
Done deal.
Your minders.
Oh, John. Dear. Hey, John, Matt, we have a date.
I'm not sure that I'd trust them.
Cool, watch them. Week. They're the best kind of minders.
Hello.
Yeah.
John and Mike Show.
Hello?
Hello?
Don.
Yeah.
Hey, this is Greg.
Hi, Greg.
Hey, I have a trivia question for you. Since you think you know everything about the Redskins, I bet you can't answer this one.
Well, now, I don't think I've ever said that I know everything about the Redskins. I believe I know everything about Batman.
Right.
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 Right. But I'm not really into super sports trivia, but you lay it on me. Go ahead.
Can we make a bet, though?
No.
What area of sports are you going to be asking Don about?
It's going to be about the Redskins.
Okay, and I've not ever said that I'm an expert on everything Redskins.
Why don't we just do it as an exercise, sir?
Okay. What started the Dallas Redskins and the Cowboys rivalry?
The Dallas Redskins and Cowboys.
It was made up by George Allen. There really was no rivalry.
No, that's not true.
Would you like to give us the answer?
Yes. In 1960, when the Dallas first came into the league, Washington owner wouldn't let them in the league. So
I can't believe we're having this conversation with this absolute, like, king of the dumbasses.
Although, you know, actually, I think this guy has the real story. That what he's trying
he's
to
just
say
having is, trouble expressing
back,
it.
Back in the year 1960, when Dallas was brought into the league, at that time there were no Southern teams. So Washington was the most Southern team
I
in
thought
the
he
league.
Was on the phone.
Who's that?
I thought it was Paul Gorgie on the phone.
The Redskins were the most Southern team, and the Redskins didn't want the Cowboys to get a franchise because they thought it would take away from their audience in the South. But really, that has nothing to do with the rivalry. The real rivalry between the Redskins and the Cowboys was something that was made up by George Allen.
When he wasn't licking his thumbs.
Right, when he was the coach of the Redskins. So, sorry, you've been defeated by Mr. Know-It-All. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Thanks for playing.
Hello. Hello?
And always after a call like that, we get a call like that. Right?
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I had a question for Don on Batman, a trivia question for him.
All right, here we go. Go. Is it about the TV show or the comic book?
Oh, it's about the comic book.
And is it about the modern Batman or the old Batman?
It's the Frank Miller Batman.
See, right there, you've lost me. Who's the Frank Miller Batman?
Oh, you don't know Frank Miller. He picked up writing the Mantle of the Bat for, gosh, a while.
Now, I only know about old Batman stuff.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Thank you for giving us a little ride on the African Queen down the River Nerd.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
This is, I don't want to give my name, but I'll give my moniker as the intelligent black man. And that guy, Robert the Angry Mailman, you guys ought to call him Robert the stupid black man. You guys got to have a little more balance on there. Get somebody that knows, that can at least articulate. He's an embarrassment. He represents all of the different stereotypes that you guys, you just need to have a little more of a balance.
Well, I would you be willing to debate Robert sometime on the air?
Oh, absolutely.
All right, well, Robert, you know what? I'm going to put you on hold. And if Robert calls back, I'll let you debate him.
Okay.
All right. Hold on, please. That'd make for some good listening. Hello. The Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys. It's Thursday. Does that mean the new Mr. Skinman is going to be on today?
Yeah. Don't we have that today?
I'll check on that. Right
yeah, now. We should. Thank you, my friend.
All right. I just wanted to say, you know, I really, really like that because they recommended one of the movies, the one with Kate Winslet and her peeing scene.
Yes.
That's a classic. You got to check that out.
What's
the
movie
called? Holy Smoke.
Holy Smoke?
How would you, listen, let me ask you something. How would you like to be the producer of the show? That's pretty good. I forgot about that myself.
Mr. Skin.
Thank you, my friend.
All right,
yeah. We should have the new Mr. Skin minute for you out of the next break, I think.
Very exciting.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, can I speak to Mr. Mike, please?
Yes, sir, but your cell phone's breaking up. Go ahead real quick.
Why do you like Rob Bay? He's worthless.
I think we all love Rob Bay.
Yeah.
Well, Rob Bay's, what does he put into the show? He just annoys people.
Rob Bay is a very, very big part of the show.
Rob Bay is he's our court jester, man. We love it. And your phone sucks.
Jealous, sir? Jealous because you, also worthless, don't have my job? Not only am I worthless, I'm making a nice living at it.
Hello.
Go F yourself.
Hello, John. Johnny, Don and Mike Show. Hello, John.
Hey, did you guys, there was an article in the New York Post the other day, these two Kansas City jocks, with Johnny Dare and Murphy Wells, their April Fool's prank was to say the water was contaminated in the city.
There's always, how did we miss that one?
Johnny Dare with you.
And you know, and here, their program director, Neil Mirsky, here's what he said. He said, we didn't intend for any of this. We thought a couple of people would go to work without a shower.
How stupid is that?
That's
how stupid.
disc jockeys are dumb.
Oh, man.
Thank you, my friend.
All right.
Thank
That's
you.
That's pretty damn funny.
Listen, we got a break. There was one other news story that I did want to mention that is just freaking hilarious. Anybody ever heard of this pitcher, Chuck Finley, for the Indians?
Yeah, he used to pitch for Anaheim.
Okay. Tony Kitaen, who was a piece of ass. Tony Kitaen has been charged with spousal abuse for beating him up.
Oh, man, an athlete.
Tony Kitaen was arrested Monday after arguing with Chuck Finley as they drove home from dinner. He was about to make his season debut. Oh, here you go, Mike. You're right, against the Angels. Scratched from the start because his wife beat him up so bad.
Wow, Jesus.
She was arrested after police noted abrasions and scrapes on the 39-year-old Chuck Finley.
Oh, my God.
The mother chucker. So a guy got beat up by his wife.
She kicked him with her high heels and twisted his ear.
Christ, that's funny. That guy's never going to live that down in the locker room.
No.
That's the type of thing. That's going to follow him forever.
Absolutely.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike, it's Sean.
Hi, Sean.
Hey, what's going on, you guys?
Hi.
Hey, when are you guys going to have that all-listener show, whatever?
Oh, the all-caller show?
Yeah.
When you're not expecting it.
Oh, okay, cool.
All right, I'm forgetting about it.
Thank you,
my
friend.
What it is, they're just going to turn on the radio one day, and it's going to be all-callers.
Right. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, this is Jay from Portland.
Hi, Jay.
Yeah, after hearing some of these calls, are you sure this all-caller show is a good idea?
Yeah, trust me. No, you're going to like it. Trust me, you're going to like it.
All right, love you guys.
Thank you for the call. KUFO in Portland, check it in. Oh, listen, I almost forgot that today we have DVDs to give away.
Good.
Every hour on the show. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to, and we've already missed the first hour of the show giving away the DVD.
Yes, we have.
So I got a couple of things planned today. I think is the next break. Should that be if I wanted to do this right here?
Right.
Should I wait for a long break for that?
Yeah, I think
okay.
so.
All right. I got a couple of ideas. One of the ideas is to find, and this is what's going to take a little bit of time.
Right.
What we'll do is we'll call the phone sex girls.
Right.
And we'll let listeners dial for transvestite.
Excellent.
And the best listener
right.
that makes us laugh the most when he or she is talking to the phone whore
fantastic.
Will win a DVD player.
Wonderful idea.
But that's going to take a while. I mean, that's not a quick one. So how about this? When we come back from the break, I know we used to hate doing this all the time.
Right.
But I'm up for a round of the name game.
The name game.
With people, but you got to be really, really good.
Mm-hmm. And we'll take on all comers.
We will take on all comers.
How do you spell that?
The good way.
That's right.
The good way.
Yes.
And if you don't know how to play the name game, well, then you'll find out in a second. In the meantime, call us on the toll-free line. And the person who beats us the most soundly at the name game
amen.
Will win a DVD player courtesy of the movie Original Sin and Best Buy.
Excellent.
Okay, so call us now, and we will start the... And hold on, what is this? Christ, another loose end. Terry, hello, Terry.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey.
I need to find out if you guys rated a woman. Sandy Newton from Mission Impossible 2?
You know, that's another thing we've got to get
to. Have
we
technically not finished that?
We have not. That's another unfinished...
We haven't really finished it at all.
Unfinished project. No, we'll get to it.
Hey, you guys have got a Raider. Toodaloo ass.
Toodaloo ass. See you later. We'll be right back. Call us up.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Okay, I get it. You're joking. Well, I've got a sense of humor. I laugh at Tony Danza. Of course, if you aren't joking, I feel bad and I apologize.
I laugh at Tony Danza.
I laugh at Tony Danza. I laugh at Tony Danza.
All right, that's it.
The Don and Mike Show.
First comes the live entertainment, right?
The Don and Mike Show.
I'm sure you find it interesting.
The Don and Mike Show.
Hey, that's against the law. You're coming with me.
The Don and Mike Show.
The Don and Mike Show.
Are you insane?
The Don and Mike Show.
It is a great pleasure to see you all here today.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. From D.C. on WJFK 1-2-4-3-2-1-6-7. And from New York City on WNEW 877-692-1027. They're ready to believe.
Right?
Ha-ha.
Yes.
Ladies, show some pink to Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Yeah, that's right. This contest is open to all markets.
All right.
Let me see. Las Vegas. Philadelphia. Seattle. Spokane. Your number 877-365-3636. Washington, D.C., 202-432-1067. New York, 877-692-1027. Let's start with Dan in New York on NEW. Hey, Dan.
Buddies.
All right, buddy. Here you go. You're going to play for a DVD player. Now, do you know how we play the name game?
Yes. You gave us a first name, and we have to come up with last
names. No.
Okay.
Let me give you an example.
No, that's actually right. That's we get a first name and we have to come up with the last names and we go around in a circle.
We go around in a circle. Let's do a quick example.
All right.
Of the name game.
Does it go Don, Mike, Listener?
Yes, Don, Mike, Listener. And we'll go to Buzz for a name. And this is just an example. I'll play with Mike.
Okay.
So right now, Dan, you're just watching.
Okay.
Buzz. I've got a list of names. If there are any you don't like, we can move on to another. Let's start with Mary.
Mary Tyler Moore.
Mary Steenburgen. Mary Madeline.
Now, are we allowed to jump around if we're going to play this game with the listener?
Well, I mean, I like to throw the extra ones in. I mean, that we, you know what?
Right,
I think really in the interest of making the game fair, we can't do that strategy. Right,
then I'll catch up with you and say Mary, the mother of Christ.
All right.
I throw it back to you.
Great Mary.
I'm still one ahead.
Mary Hartman.
Okay. Mary, quite contrary.
That doesn't count.
Mary Magdalene.
Another good Mary.
Mary Richards. It's a TV name, but...
A character, so characters are okay?
Sure.
Mary from, It's a Wonderful Life. I'll last through the moon for you, Mary.
All right, I'll give that to you. Merry Christmas.
No.
Mary Poppins.
No. Yeah. Okay, you're king of the Marys.
Okay, thank you.
That's how we play. Because I was out when
we kind of were out of practice. We both labored through that a little bit.
Okay, are you ready? Rob,
yeah.
Give us a name now. And it's going to be Don, Mike, and then Dan. Dan, if you can beat either Mike or I, you win a DVD player from the movie Original Sin and Best Buy.
Good luck, caller.
Are you ready, caller?
Yes, I am.
Fred.
Fred Flintstone.
Fred Waring. What's the time limit going to be? I think it should be 10 seconds.
Fred.
Nice playing with you.
Bye.
See ya. Bye. Let's go to Adam.
We don't have to finish.
Let's go to Adam. Adam, hello, Adam. Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Adam, hi. You ready to play?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay, Rob, what's the name?
Sally.
Sally Jesse Raphael.
Sally Struthers.
John Sally.
Got to be first name Sally.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6.
Damn.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Field. Sally Field.
All right, let's give it to him.
Got him at the buzzer.
Mm-hmm. Sally Ride.
Sally Kellerman.
Good one.
Whew.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. All right, sorry. Oh.
Sally
okay.
Quinn.
Goodbye.
I just had to throw that
goodbye.
I just like to kick it in because, I mean, if I got him.
Okay, let's go to Dave. Dave, hi, Dave. Dave?
Yeah.
Where are you from?
Ashburn.
Ashburn, Virginia, WJFK. All right, Robbie, what's the name?
No variations, only the name James.
James Earl Jones.
James Coco.
James Caan.
James Woods.
James Dean.
James Bond.
James Carvel.
James Garner. James Carvel.
James
Carvel?
Carvel.
Carvel. You know that.
Oh.
Married to that ugly bitch.
Okay.
You participate in Carvel.
That's what I thought it was. That's Tom. 10.
9.
9. Okay.
All right, come on, you lose.
7.
King James.
You got it in. King James. Yeah, you got to give it to him.
All right, I'll give it to him.
James.
Christ.
Do you have one?
Not yet. Because I really got distracted. Yeah, I do have one, I think. Yeah, it might have been said, but I think.
Now, would this count? James Stewart, even though he's Jimmy Stewart, does that count?
No, I don't think it would.
Was James Stewart on the movie credits.
Yeah, but no, it was always Jimmy.
No, you're right,
Stewart.
Though. It has to be Jimmy. It's not,
right.
It's not Jimmy.
Right, I got one.
I'm out.
So I go now. Did somebody say James Garner?
You did.
Garner?
Yeah. You did.
Oh, all right.
You repeated it like five times.
James Mason.
Yes. Good one. Okay, back to you now, Dave.
James Madison.
Back to you, Mike.
James Belushi.
No.
No.
That doesn't count.
We have a winner. The caller has won.
Are you given?
Well, let me give me. I get five more
you
seconds,
get
right?
5 seconds. Think about it.
James.
Now, hold on. You know what? In fairness, here's what we should do. Someone should go back and count how many names this guy took us to.
Okay.
Because it shouldn't just be the first person to beat us. It should be the person that
takes us deep
takes
into
us the
game.
Deepest.
Why don't you take all people that measure up
basically,
and then do a final round? Because it's not fair.
Because
the name.
If we bail out early, then he wouldn't have taken.
All right, Dave, you're a finalist.
You're going to be good job.
Hold on. You'll make
James Lipton
from inside the Actors Studio.
Oh, is that James Lipton?
Yeah.
All right.
And great soup.
Let's go to Paul. Hello, Paul. Don and Mike Show. Hello, Paul. New York. Hi.
Hey, how are you?
You ready?
Yeah.
Okay, Robbie. What's your name?
Shirley.
Shirley Jones.
Shirley Hemphill.
Shirley Temple.
Shirley Partridge.
Shirley MacLaine. And I am
I'm out. Too, yeah. Sorry.
Come on.
You don't make it. Sorry.
Sorry about that.
Shirley Povich. Oh, Rob, would you stop it?
You know, let's go take those Post-its out of his hand while during this game.
Let's go to Mike. Hello, Mike.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Where are you from, Mike?
Balmer.
Okay, here we go. Rob, what's the name?
Ben.
Ben?
Ben.
Ben Davidson.
Ben Kingsley.
Ben Johnson.
Ben E. King.
Ben Gazzara.
Ben Franklin.
Good pull.
Ben.
Uncle Ben.
Gentle Ben.
Ben Bradley.
A good one. That's a good one from
He's
the Washington
good.
Post.
I didn't
wow.
think that.
Yeah.
Wow. Ben Vereen.
Oh, that was the one I wanted. Ben Casey.
Oh, good. To you, Mike.
Does Benjamin count?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Gotta be Ben.
Ben, okay. Ben Foster.
Who's that?
I don't know.
There you go. No.
No.
Damn.
Sorry.
Now, did he go as deep as the guy Dave did?
Well, he lost, so, I mean, it doesn't matter.
We're just going to determine who's the finalist to go to the final round.
All right.
We're
going
to
do winners.
Sorry about that, my friend. Let's go to, I don't know who this is. Who is this? Hello, Donna Mike.
Hi.
Who's this?
This is Sherry.
Hi, Sherry. You ready to play?
Yeah, I think so.
All right, Robbie, what's the name?
How about Ann?
Ann Hache.
Ann Bancroft.
Ann Miller.
Ann Stiller. Or Ann Mara.
Ann Southern.
Ooh. Ann Sheridan.
Ann Archer.
Ann Boleyn.
Ann.
Goodbye, my love.
Oh, thank you.
Good one, though. It's getting better. The competition's
Hello.
Getting better.
Donna Mike.
Hey,
Nick.
How
Nick.
You doing?
Hey, Nick. How you doing?
All right. How about yourself?
Now, I see up on the screen that Dave, our other finalist, took us all the way to 11.
Mm.
So he's pretty good.
Yeah.
He's pretty good. We have time for a couple more. Robbie, what's the name?
No variation. Simply the name Art.
Art Fleming.
Art Garfunkel.
Art Lyle.
Art Carney.
Art Linkletter?
Yeah.
Good call.
Mm-hmm. Why did I put a question mark?
To you, Nick.
Somebody had. Nick?
Art Brady.
Who is Art Brady?
He was a cousin on the second movie.
What? In Brady Bunch movie?
No, no, dumbass, no. Art Donovan.
Art Tellem.
Who is Art Tellem?
Somebody famous.
I never heard of him.
I think he's a musician.
I swear to God, I never heard
of him. I think he's a jazz musician.
Art Modell.
Art. King of the Arts.
Thank you, King.
Well, I didn't know we were doing that, though.
Well, we can just a little once in a while. I mean, you won one before. Let me win one. Let's go to Lance. Hello, Lance. Lance?
Lancelot.
Lance, are you there?
Yes.
Hi, okay. And Lance, where are you from?
Connecticut.
All right. Rob, what's your name?
Not gender specific. Chris.
Chris Everett.
Chris Berman.
Ready.
Oh, come on.
Oh, please.
Oh, and he hung up.
God, what a dumbass.
God, that's not fair. I mean, the Chris is a Chris Tucker.
Well, let's just continue with someone else. Hey, Ted?
Yeah, I'm ready, man. Chris Carter.
Chris Carter. Okay, then it's to me, and it is, oh, Christ. I just had a million of them. Chris Kringle.
Chris Chambliss.
Chris King.
Who's Chris King?
Who's Chris King?
New York Rangers hockey player.
All right.
Is he really?
Spelled with a K.
Chris Chandler.
Chris. Chris Reeves.
No.
No.
All right, I'm out.
Well, I was going to say Chris Penn.
No.
Sean's brother?
Yeah.
But it's Christopher, it's not Chris.
Oh, that's right, Christopher Penn.
Yeah, I call him Chris.
I got it, though. No, I don't even need your prompt, Rob. I got it. Chris Cross.
Oh, pretty again.
Got it. Goodbye.
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 All right.
Well, it looks like this guy, the one guy, might be the winner.
All right. Do we have any more takers? Any more challengers?
We're loaded. Bobby, New York. Hello. Bobby.
Hey, how are you?
Hi, we're doing great.
Good. And you?
What's your name?
Chris P. Cream.
Oh, shut up.
Joe.
Okay, what's the name?
Philly Doughy-Headed Joe.
Rob, we need a name.
Linda.
You want a name for me?
No. Linda Carter.
Linda McCartney.
Hey, sir, play in the order. Hold on. Pay attention.
It's Don, Mike, and then you, Bobby.
Linda McCartney.
Now I go, right?
Yes.
Linda Hunt.
Good one. Linda Lavin.
Ready.
God, I hate it when we have the same brain split in two. Linda Blair.
Oh, that was a good one.
Did you just fart?
Yeah, you heard that?
Yes.
It was my nervousness. I can't believe that came out.
It was like the Elton John fart we had one day.
Did you hear that? That's incredible.
All right, ready?
Yeah.
Linda Cardellini.
Who?
She's Velma on Scooby-Doo, the voice of Velma.
Who? No.
No, not acceptable.
Not
wait a minute, hold on. No, she was in other movies. Hello?
Sorry, no.
She was in Legally Blonde.
Sorry.
She was in Freaks and Geeks. She's dying. She's in Dead Man on Campus.
That's pretty good.
She's
point.
My cousin.
All right. Yeah. Okay, all right.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Oh, wait, his cousin. Was she, and let me ask you a question. Was she an extra in all those?
No. But she's most popularly known for Velma on Scooby-Doo, but she had speaking parts. She's legitimate.
All right.
Linda Lovelace.
Linda Fiorentino.
Yep. And now you said, was Linda Hunt said?
Yeah, you said it.
You said it.
Okay. I can't. Oh, man, you guys are hard. This is a tough one. Please, please, come up with something.
And how many?
I farted. I get an extra 30 seconds for the fart.
How many did this guy get? Is this guy going to the finals or not? How many did he get?
Did you guys see the movie Cadaverous?
I think if we knock him off, he doesn't go to the finals.
Yeah, man. Right.
Okay.
You have to beat us. You have to beat us to go to the finals.
Linda Ellerbee.
Oh, Linda Dano.
Well, Rob gave you that one, though.
I thought I saw it, but I didn't see it all together. I thought that's what it was.
Liar.
No.
Damn. Rob, stop holding up arms.
All right, I'm sorry.
Come on, let's play the game.
Fair.
Okay, one more person. Let's go to...
Lovelace. Do we have Lovelace?
Yeah. Got it. Paul.
Yeah.
Hi, Paul.
Let's go, chumps.
Hey, all right.
Okay, Rob, what is
Salmon.
It? Pat. Pat McCormick.
Pat Riley.
Pat Robertson. Pat, the character Pat.
Pat Carroll.
Pat McGee.
Who's Pat McGee?
Pat McGee Band.
I never heard of that.
I never heard of that band.
Pat McGroin. No. Later.
No. Later.
Yeah, later. 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 Later, Chump.
Pat McGee later. Chump.
Chump. Hey, Chump.
I was saying Pat Henkin, too.
All right, one more. Let's go to Mikey.
What's up, boys?
You ready?
Hell yeah.
All right, Rob, go.
Let's go Eric.
Eric
Roberts. Eric Carmen.
Oh, damn it. Eric Lee.
Who is Eric Lee?
He's an actor.
No, he's not.
Yeah, he is.
No, he's not.
Yes, he is.
No, he's not.
Eric Severide.
Yes, he is.
Eric Severide.
Eric Davis. Eric Stoltz. We're killing you. Eric Clapton.
Eric Clapton.
Eric Bieniemy.
Who?
Isn't that Eric Bieniemy? Isn't that a name of a guy?
Eric BM?
BM? Bieniemy?
Yeah, I think he's in the Pat McGee band.
Oh.
All right. He's a running back.
Okay.
Eric Bieniemy. Eric
Biakabatuka.
Bieniemy. All right. You know, I think what we're going to have to do is maybe give the prize to this guy, Dave.
He won.
He's the only guy who was able to even take us to the finals,
right? It just seems so unfair to have, like, at least one more person who would be able to mount an offensive, and I love playing this game.
I know you do. Hold on. Let's go to a David. A David in New York. Dave. Hey, Dave, buddy.
Hi, guys.
Okay, you ready?
Yes.
Okay, Robbie, what's the name?
Steve.
Steve Martin.
Steve Buckhantz.
Steve Austin.
Steve Young.
Steve Spurrier.
Steve McQueen.
Steve, oh, Christ, I can't be out already. Steve, who's the dick who played for the Los Angeles Dodgers? Steve Garvey.
Steve from Blue's Clues.
Steve Van Zandt.
Who?
It's Steven. Steve Van Zandt. It's Steven, not Steve.
Steve Richards.
Who's Steve Richards?
It's a celebrity.
I don't know. Do you know Steve Richards, Don?
I've never heard of him. Never heard of him. And goodbye.
There you go.
All right, we'll try one more, okay?
All right, let's do it.
One more person, then we're going to give the DVD to this guy on line six. Olga.
I'm not a guy.
Oh, I know. If you don't take us all the way, the guy on line six gets the DVD player.
Okay.
Robbie, what's the name?
God.
Olga. God damn, you just said the S word?
No. I just went shush.
No, you didn't. And Rob, give us another one other than Gloria.
All right, how about Tommy?
Am I first?
No.
No.
How about... keep going through names until I get one I think we can all battle with for a long time.
Charlie.
Buzz, what do you got over there?
Larry. Yeah.
You go with Larry?
Yeah.
All right. Larry King.
Larry Storch.
Larry Bird.
Larry Hagman.
Larry L. King.
Larry. That's a sucky name. Larry. I don't know.
Oh, Olga.
Larry Holmes.
Larry Gelbart. Larry David.
Larry Lujak.
Larry Lucino.
That's the sound of me hitting my head.
Ouch.
Larry's
an important name to us here.
Larry from the Three Stooges.
Larry Walker.
Who's that?
Baseball player.
Really?
Larry Bird.
She already had it.
You know.
All right, you're king of the Larrys.
Now, if somebody wants to call me with a confirmation on the Larry Walker, I would have. But Larry Walker's a home run hitter.
Did you have Sanders?
And no, we didn't have.
We
Larry
didn't have Sanders.
We should have had Larry Sanders,
the granddaddy.
Should have had him. And you know what else you had? Larry Michael.
Yes.
Larry Michael. Larry Sanders. Is he another good one?
Did we have Larry Bud Melman?
No, we didn't.
No,
we didn't. Wow. Listen, Dave.
Yeah.
Congratulations. There you go.
Wow.
Yeah. You won a DVD player. courtesy of Original Sin, the movie with Antonio Banderas and Angelina Jolie, now on DVD, the unrated DVD, with all the good parts, available at Best Buy. Enjoy, my friend.
Very cool. Thanks.
Okay, how about one more round with this guy? Because this guy is the only guy that took us to the limit.
All right, Buzz, you got a name?
Eddie.
Eddie Vedder.
Eddie Arcaro.
Eddie from Frasier, the dog.
Okay.
Eddie Van Halen.
Eddie Fisher.
Eddie and the Cruisers, the guy from Eddie and the Cruisers.
Yeah, I think we should give it to him. Yeah. Yep. Eddie Munster.
Eddie Arnold.
We only say we should give it to him when we've got another
one. Right, right. Exactly. It looks like you've been going.
I'm out right now, incidentally.
I think I am, too.
Are you out, Mike? No help.
What are you pantomiming back there?
Only the greatest clothing store in America.
Oh, Eddie Bauer.
Oh. No wonder I couldn't get it.
Okay.
All right, the name is LL.
Dave, congratulations. You won the DVD player.
That's right, Rob. I'd be in the LL game.
Thank you, my friend. Thank you. Listen, we're up on a break.
All right.
We will set up, not in our next break, but very soon, we'll give you another chance to win the DVD player. Next time, it'll be when you guys call the phone whores and pretend you're transvestites.
Very good.
Not now, but coming soon. Thank you for all those calls. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Robitussin. No matter what you got, Robitussin better handle it. Daddy, I got asthma. Robitussin. I got cancer. Robitussin. I broke my leg. Daddy, pour Robitussin on it. Yeah, boy, let that tussin get in there, boy. Bone, it's good. If you run out of tussin, put some water in the jar, shake it up, more tussin. More tussin.
The Don and Mike Show.
First comes live entertainment, right?
The Don and Mike Show.
I'm sure you would find it interesting.
The Don and Mike Show.
Hey, that's against the law. You're coming with me.
The Don and Mike Show.
The Don and Mike Show.
Are you insane?
Big ol' hunker, burning little prick of white meat.
The Don and Mike Show.
It is a great pleasure to see you all here today.
Oh, I just ran that one. Oops. I gotta remember which one of these things I run.
Bye-bye.
Here for a real fast phoner. You want to do something gay? You want to be gay?
I'd love to be gay.
The home of Mr. Joe Artinger. The Don and Mike Show.
All right, we can do an episode, a real fast phoner, with our show Way Out There. Let's do it. Where we're Ken and Alan.
Yes, I'm Alan, line one.
Now, we've not pre-called. Here's the story. Bisexual man writes greatest love story ever told.
Wonderful.
It's not exactly Romeo and Juliet, but a bisexual architect in New York claims he and his wife have the greatest love story ever.
He spends all day designing erections.
Richard and Joni have been married for 20 years, and the relationship never really got good until he confessed to her that he's bisexual and is HIV positive.
And now Joni loves Richard.
99% of women would have kicked him out, but his wife still loves him, and it's proof they have the best relationship, one of the best relationships ever, even though he still has sex with other men.
Come and knock on our door.
And he's HIV positive.
Wow.
All right.
So he's got the hivy.
Call him up. He got the high five.
Right.
Ready?
He's got Henry V. Call him and see if he wants to go on Way Out There.
Very good.
And if not, we have a backup story and we can be our religious show.
Ah, very good.
But about a guy who's making awful Jesus things out of Lego sets, and he's
little Lego Jesuses.
Yeah, but he's got Jesus doing bad stuff.
Oh, you mean like evil things?
Well,
no one's home.
No one's home.
Oh. All right. Well, then,
what's the Jesus guy doing?
Here he is. Some might call it genius. Others call it blasphemy.
What's the name of your Christian show? I forget.
Christ, what was it?
Footsteps of Jesus? Can we go with that?
Yeah.
I don't know when we've done a Jesus show.
We've done a Christian show before. Does you remember Brother Michael?
God Talk?
Yeah, I think that's it.
Is it God Talk?
It
with Brother Donald and Brother Michael.
It can't be now.
God Talk.
God Talk.
You got it.
Amen. Amen. Right. You're on God Talk.
So here's the story. Some might call it genius. Others call it blasphemy. Brendan Powell Smith loves his Legos, even when they're involved in naughty biblical sex scenes.
Oh, no, that's not good.
The web designer started making Lego Bible sets last September. He posted them on his website.
We've got to show him the light.
He doesn't feel blasphemous for showing all the lurid details in Legos. He doesn't even believe in God. He is making these bib Legos.
Brendan, it's Rob with the God Talk show.
Based on... he's not there. Based on Sodom and Gomorrah. He's not there.
Naked Lego Jesus.
Wow. Right. He's not there. Christ, I'm getting killed on this today.
Nobody's ever home.
Nobody's ever home and we want to call.
Well, the rest of the country. I mean, as I've always said, no one's home.
Okay. All right, here we go. Try Schmelvis.
Thank you.
Schmelvis.
I was hoping you'd go with Schmelvis.
Schmelvis, the Jewish Elvis impersonator.
Well, since my baby left me, what the hell is this?
This is Jew talk.
Yeah.
Jew talk.
Jew to Jew.
With your favorite Hebrews.
With Mike Goodman.
And Don Goldstein. Don Carmison.
Wow.
Don Goldstein and Mike Goodman. Judah Jew.
Going.
Canada.
Elvis Presley may have sang Crying in the Chapel, but a Canadian Elvis impersonator who calls himself Schmelvis thinks Elvis was really a Jew.
Hi, I'm looking for Dan Hartle.
He claims that Elvis used to drink matzo ball soup.
Yes. I think that's wonderful.
Couple of things convinced him that Elvis was a Jew. He says, first, Elvis had a nose job. And he is so convinced that Elvis... what else?
I'm not aware that there were many Jews in Tupelo, Mississippi.
Two things convinced him Elvis was Jew. One, he had a nose job, and his mother wanted him to be a doctor.
Uh-huh.
So that's why he thinks Elvis was a Jew.
There's the proof. What more do you need? There we are.
Please, won't you?
I'd like to hear him. Tell him we'd like to hear him sing.
This isn't him. This is the lady. Okay, thank you. She's looking for a number for him.
Oh, wonderful. We'd love to hear him sing.
Maybe the lady would come on the air with us on Jew to Jew.
I'm Michael Goodman. Michael Goodman. It has to be.
I'm Donald Goldstein.
And I'm Michael Goodman. Welcome to Jew to Jew.
Welcome to this edition of Jew to Jew.
We're talking about issues of concern to the Jewish community. And we've got an Elvis, Schmelvis.
Schmelvis.
Who is a Jewish Elvis impersonator.
We do know that Elvis was
a... number that rings into our studio. Is there a number where we could call Schmelvis? Okay, I can call back and he'll be there?
It says here he's making Donald.
Yes, Michael.
It seems here that he's making, he's got a crew for a documentary, Schmelvis, Searching for the King's Jewish Roots. That will premiere April 20th at the Toronto Jewish Film Festival.
Do you know why Elvis would have a nose job? Because his nose was so big. Do you know why his nose was so big?
Why?
Because the air is free.
Bada bing.
What's the deal, Robbie? Are we going to get the
comes
Jewish
Rob Stein on the phone?
He wouldn't. Well, he wasn't there, and the lady wouldn't come on the air with us.
Oh, that's a shame.
I almost said the S word.
Don't say that.
I almost said it. God,
this is not a good word to say.
Very difficult.
This S word.
That's too bad. I would have loved to have done Jew to Jew. You know what? Let's just do Jew to Jew anyway. Call the guy about lawnmower racing.
Okay.
Very good.
has nothing to do with being a Jew.
That's right. But I think it's good to keep a well-trimmed lawn.
Some guy says that lawnmower races are the next big thing.
Wow. Well, I think there is, there should be some money in that.
At one point, didn't we do that on the show like 5 or 6 years ago?
Lawnmower races? Right out in the parking lot, Donald.
We did.
Donald Goldstein, I'm Michael Goodman, and this is Jew to Jew.
Hi, this is Rob Stein.
Steinman Vickson.
Is the guy picking up his phone?
They're getting him.
Get him. Wait, where's the story? Is it on
it's buried very, very deep in the packet. Very deep in the packet.
All right.
Just keep looking. I'm the clump.
I hope I don't get a paper cut with my fingers.
Is riding lawnmower, is that a Jew thing?
No, I don't.
Do we
think
Jews
so.
Do
I
that?
Hear that it's not.
I think it's Gentile.
I'd say we would have someone, one of the neighborhood boys do it. That's just my opinion. I know that...
get a nice brown-skinned foreigner. That's right, Rob. That's right. That's right. You know what? We'd have our sons do it.
That's right.
Because why would we want to pay someone to come cut our lawns?
My sons would
we're
be
Jews.
Happy. We would be I'd very happy
cheap.
To have...
You're not part of Nismo at all?
I would be happy to have both of my sons, Josh and Todd,
yes.
mow my lawn for me.
All right. I believe we're going to talk to his wife, I think.
Oh, wonderful.
She's getting organized.
That's
getting
a good organized. Thing. It's always good to be organized.
And Ms. Mow-It-All.
This is
all right,
really
so
exciting.
Welcome to the first ever edition of Jew to Jew.
Now, we need music for this feature.
I've got it queued up. Don't worry.
You're just checking.
I'm a step ahead of you.
I know you always are,
Michael
Donald.
Goodman.
Michael Goodman.
And I'm Donald Goldstein.
And you're listening to Jew to Jew.
Oh.
And it's time. Ooh, did you belch?
I farted. Oh, I'm laughing so much I just
that's
farted.
That's not funny.
I'm sorry.
Donald Goldstein.
Okay.
Why did you fart? Tisk, tisk. Donald.
I should be doctor, shouldn't I?
Dr. Donald.
Dr. Donald. This is Dr. Donald Goldstein.
Very good. And I'm attorney Michael Goodman. I'm attorney at law, Michael Goodman.
Okay, or you could be a banker.
No, I think attorney.
Are Michael Goodman.
We are two professionals talking about Jewish issues.
Dr. Donald Goldstein and Buzz Rosenberg.
Oh, don't involve Buzz in this.
Buzz Rosenberg.
When the next voice you hear, you'll be on the air. And you just want to go by the name of...
Miss Mow-It-All. Mow-It-All.
What's your name? All right, hang on.
She sounds like Rob Stein. She sounds like a handful.
She is.
Here we go. All right, guys, everybody ready?
Yeah.
Here we go. Hey, Buzz, why don't you get when I punk the line down, say, and now back to Jew to Jew with Dr.
Donald Goldstein
and
attorney at law Michael Goodman.
And now, here's the Jews.
All right.
Okay, ready?
Right.
Here we go.
And now, back to Dr. Donald Goldstein and attorney at law Michael Goodman on Jew to Jew.
And now, there's the rest of our introduction.
And now, Dr. Goodman and attorney Goldstein. Hello.
Hello, this is Dr. Donald Goldstein.
And I'm attorney Michael Goodman, and you're listening to another wonderful episode of Jew to Jew. We're going to talk about spring gardening, which would involve your lawnmowers.
And joining us now from, you know what, I've not...
Where is she from?
I've not done... Glenview, Illinois.
Oh, Illinois, the middle America.
Let's say hello to Ms. Know-It-All. Hello, Ms. Mow-It-All.
Hello, Ms. Mow-It-All. How
hello.
Are you?
Hello. How are
well,
you?
Well, we're great. Thank you. Shalom. Welcome to Jew to Jew. My name is Dr. Donald Goldstein. You know what? I'm sorry.
What is the pollen? Are you getting? You know, I read yesterday where the pollen is so high.
The pollen
is so high that you can't.
It's over 500. You're going to have to bear with me.
Is the pollen high where you live, ma'am?
Yes, it is.
It's horrible here.
You have to bear with me. I'm going to have to get some of that. Hey, our announcer, what's that stuff that I got to get?
Claritin.
But you know what? I don't want to pay for it.
Pronounce it correctly.
Can I get a doctor's sample of
absolutely.
That?
Absolutely.
I apologize. My allergies are killing me. This is Dr. Donald Goldstein.
And I'm attorney Michael Goodman, and you're listening to Jew to Jew. And we have a lovely lady on who's going to tell us all about lawnmower racing.
Lawnmower racing?
Yeah.
Now, how does this idea possibly come into your beautiful head?
Actually, it's mine and the president of the U.S. Lawnmower Racing Association, Bruce Kaufman.
Oh, Bruce Kaufman.
Oh, is he a Jewish? Is he a Jew?
Yes.
Wonderful.
Welcome.
Wonderful. We're delighted at
now,
that.
I want to tell you something. I'm a Jew. That's why we have the show Jew to Jew. My name is Dr. Donald Goldstein.
And I'm attorney at law, Michael Goodman, and we're talking lawns now.
I don't have a riding lawnmower. I don't know.
Get one.
I don't know many Jews that do.
I think most of us, you know, in my neighborhood would actually pay someone to mow the lawn. Do you mow your own lawn, darling?
Yes, I do.
Wonderful.
Yeah, I wonder how I could get Mrs. Goldstein to do that.
I actually, most of the time, my lawn is mowed by my sons, Josh and Todd. Josh and Todd Goodman.
We need to bring them over so they can come mow my lawn.
There's nothing like having a teenage boy to mow your lawn. You
except
know I mean?
With a bar mitzvah. I want to tell you something.
Yes, I remember yours.
God forbid.
We've known each other for years.
God forbid that you have a son in this day and age who turns 12, 13, and you get the bar mitzvah because it's no longer just a party at the country club.
It's a little silly now what it's become. You wouldn't know, you agree?
My son wants the NSYNC lookalikes. He wants the Britney Spears lookalikes.
They're actually, you know, these parents that have spent so much money getting real performance.
Oh, well, I happen to know the Lawns spent $20,000.
It was ludicrous.
And just for the bar mitzvah.
I understand this.
Just for the bar mitzvah.
But we digress as we are here on Jew to Jew talking about lawnmower racing. And when's your big event coming up?
Well, actually, we are mowing and growing across the U.S.
Mowing and growing.
I love that.
We all have quite a sense of humor.
Mowing and growing.
We have about 15 regional races across the U.S.
Actually, I'll tell you something now that I think about it.
Yes.
I believe that what we have in our garage is a push mower. And the reason we have the push mower
I can't believe that you don't know what you actually have in your own garage.
Well, you know, I'm not much of a handyman, but
I understand.
To operate one of these fancy electronic...
You mean one of the sit-down mowers?
Motorized, even a push one, you would have to put gasoline in it. Now, I am not an attorney. I'm simply a doctor.
I am an attorney, and you don't need a doctorate degree or an attorney degree to realize that.
So what you're telling me is that if you were to operate one of these, you'd have to pay for the gasoline.
You would have to pay for the gasoline.
Well, actually, that's how lawnmower racing started.
That is why we have the push mower.
How fast do they go, Dolly?
Actually, some of them go about 60 miles an hour.
60 miles an hour? My God.
Oh,
you wear a helmet?
Oh, my God.
Yes, we do. We are very concerned about safety.
I would think you would hurt yourself going that fast.
Actually, our tracks are quite safe. They've got hay barrels on them.
Is it expensive?
No, actually, that's why a lot of people are coming to our motorsport.
Because
it's an inexpensive way to keep up with NASCAR and go-kart racing.
Let me just break in for a moment and say that on the Westwood One Radio Network, you're listening to Jew to Jew on this beautiful Thursday. Shalom. This is Dr. Donald Goldstein.
And I am attorney at law, Michael Goodman.
And we're talking to Miss Mowinall. the pollen is killing me.
Miss Mowinall.
Oh my God.
Is that your name, Miss Mowinall?
I think.
Brooke.
Now that is.
Brock?
Brooke.
Miss Mowinall.
Oh, Brooke.
Brooke.
Yes.
Are you Brooke Kaufman?
No.
Are you Jewish?
I believe she's using an alias. You're not Jewish.
No, I'm not.
You're not Jewish. Well, I thought
you were.
Rob Stein.
I thought she was Jewish.
You know, the rule on Jew to Jew is that we only talk to Jews.
I was misled. I thought we talked to Bruce.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You are not a Jew?
No, I'm not.
Well, I'm afraid we're going to have to terminate the conversation. It's not anything discriminatory. It's just that's the rule on our show.
The show is for Jews, by Jews.
You understand, don't you, darling?
Oh, totally.
What religion are you, my dear, may I ask?
Actually, I'm Christian.
Well, that's fine.
Christian.
But anyway, we really can't continue this.
I'm sorry. We did not know that you were not a Jew.
But good luck with your little race.
Okay.
Good day to you. And thank you for being on Jew to Jew.
You're welcome.
Hold on just a moment. Our producer, I'm sure, we'll fix the situation.
Thank you, Brooke. It's been very wonderful.
Hold on just a moment, please. I'm so sorry you're not Jewish.
Oh, that was a really faux pas.
Have you ever thought about converting?
I don't know.
I want to tell you, it's great being a Jew, not to mention all the holidays.
Absolutely.
Oh, yes, it is.
Because, you know, you get your Rosh Hashanah, you get Yom Kippur, I want to tell you something. Not only do you get Hanukkah, but you get the Christmas thrown in.
Well, that's... listen, I'm just going to... I know that that Dr. Donald Goldstein speaks for himself there because he doesn't celebrate the holidays properly. But that's fine. If you want to celebrate Christmas, we can understand that. But you don't... we don't in the Goodman home. We don't celebrate Christmas.
Attorney Michael Goodman is lying.
I
happen to know that Attorney Michael Goodman takes more days off...
Well, I understand that.
...than any Jew I know.
I am talking about what I honor, the holidays that I
respect. I mean, you're getting into a totally different can of worms.
I'm talking about
there.
The Jews I know, the high-profile Jews I know, the doctors, the lawyers,
I understand.
The Jews that run Hollywood.
Well, let me just tell you right now, I'm going to tell you that run Hollywood. I'm going to tell you right now. You.
Hold on, please. You. Hold on just a moment, please.
Hold on. I'm Jew to Jew.
Okay, see ya.
Oh, she's gone.
Oh, she's gone.
Oh, she hung up.
She hung up.
Entertainers.
All right. Well, there you go.
Wow.
That's the debut of Jew to Jew.
That was wonderful. I love that.
It wasn't going to be Jew to Jew.
Oh, that's great.
It was going to start out being the gay guys, and it was going to
be
the religious guys.
That's delightful.
And it was going to be the Jewish thing, and then we went with the Jew to Jew.
It worked. It worked, and even though, until we found out she wasn't Jewish.
Yeah. Then she couldn't be on the show anymore.
She can't be on the show.
Okay, now, next up.
The pollen was killing you during that. Pollen was killing you. What's wrong with you?
Oh, God. Can you just be serious? Some guy's offended by this. Please. Hello?
How you doing?
You're offended. We'll change the station.
Oi, Vey, you guys are Meshuggahna.
Meshuggahna.
Oh, you're not really offended.
You're not really offended, are you?
The whole Meshbuch is Meshuggahna over there.
Meshuggahna.
You know, we need a little of that. Yeah. The next time
when you guys are going to make a Jewish call, give me a call. I'll give you all the Jewish verbs that you need that I was yelled at when I was a kid.
You know, I really think you need the lingo. You do, and we didn't have that quite down yet.
Although it really didn't matter, that girl from Illinois.
Meshuggahna.
I agree. Anybody that's offended should change the channel.
What is the best Yiddish word that you know?
God, gay cock and almond yogurt.
That sounds bad.
You gotta write down a list for us. Thank you, my friend.
Sounds real bad.
Thank you. All right. For goodness sakes, here on Jew to Jew.
Yes, there's no need to be offended. We're an equal opportunity offender.
Listen, here's the deal.
Yes, doctor.
Jews, Christians, what be you?
We welcome all comers to the Don and Mike program.
Call right now. Now you'll love it, and you Jews will love it because it's a toll-free call. 877-365-3636. That's the main national number. We're going to give away another DVD player now.
Very nice.
We're giving away because we're giving away four of them today.
That's wonderful.
Because it's a DVD day,
and because you're Dr. Donald Goldstein,
and your attorney
at law.
Attorney at law.
Michael Goodman.
And your son's name?
Josh and Tom. Josh and Tom Goodman.
Here's the deal. You know what?
And my wife, Abby.
We've called quite often, dialing for transvestites on the phone sex lines.
Right.
How would you out there like the chance to do it? We will give you a setup with a name, and we'll tell you what to say to the phone whore.
Right.
And then, if you can just keep it going and keep the phone whore on the line and amuse us.
You forgot my daughter.
Who's that?
Brittany.
We will give you a DVD player. So if you would like to try to dial for transvestites, something we've never done on the show before, with listeners actually making the calls.
Be careful, don't hurt your fingers.
877-365-3636.
If you break a nail, maybe we could sue.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
New card. What do you think?
Whoa. Very nice. Look at that.
Picked them up from the printers yesterday.
Good coloring.
That's bone. And the lettering is something called Cillian Braille.
It's very cool, baby. But that's nothing.
Look at this.
That is really nice.
Eggshell with Romalian type. What do you think?
Nice. Jesus. That is really super. How'd a nitwit like you get so tasteful?
I can't believe that Bryce prefers Van Patten's card to mine.
Hey, you guys.
Yes! The Don and Mark.
I think we've always had a handle on how dumb we are.
You might even call it educational.
It's my juice. Smell the seat.
I love this moment.
Actually, I'm looking forward to my anal electrocution.
A zero tolerance policy for everything. The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. From D.C. on WKFK 202-432-1067. And from New York City on WNEW 877-692-1027.
Right, right.
They're ready to believe you.
The writing is delicious.
We try.
Rich with the good taste of cancer. The Don and Mike Show.
Let's try this. Try to have someone do the phone-ho theater. Very good. Never done this before on the show. We've made the calls. Everybody on the show has made the calls.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But now it's time for you, the radio listener, to play. Let's go to Brian. Hi, Brian.
Hi. Let's do this.
Now, have you heard the phone-ho theater before?
I've heard it. I have heard it.
All right. Now, we are not going to be able to prompt you once you're on the phone with the phone-ho.
Have you decided what your nom de plume is going to be today, Brian?
Just bring it.
No.
I spoke over his.
What is your fake name going to be? Your female name?
I think today I'll be Mr. Anonymous Harry C.
Now,
I'm sorry.
Not.
You're not qualified.
Not thick enough.
No.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, how are you?
Who's this?
This is Larry.
Larry, have you heard the phone horn thing?
All the time.
Sure.
Now, you got to pretend to be a transvestite.
Yes.
And you got to have a female name.
Yes.
Do you have your name picked out?
Clarice.
Beautiful.
Very nice.
Hold on a second. Let me dial it up here.
Thanks for the free call.
You're welcome.
No problem. Hope you really enjoy it.
Thank you.
Of course, that's the nice thing about somebody at home. They might really be able to enjoy it.
Hold on a second.
I kind of hope not too, Rob.
Yeah.
I really wouldn't want to see that. And if it is going on, please don't share it with us.
Don't tell us.
Oh, I thought he was doing a Jew thing. Thanks for the free call.
Right. He may have been.
Is that what you were doing?
Oh, see my long, firm, and shaky
legs.
You know, yep. They feel so smooth and silky.
Let's get another guy on the line.
All the way down to my tiny
Hold on, let me see. That's the phone.
Painted little toe.
Hey, Donna, Mike, hi. Who's this?
Michael.
Michael, where are you from?
New York.
Mike, what's your phone home name going to be?
Ernestine.
All right, beautiful. You just got to wait until I tell the phone hoe you're on the air. Then you're on your own.
And let my tiny...
Amuse us for a few moments, and you'll win a DVD player.
Okay.
Rub you all over your heart. Uh-oh, you must be 18 for these hot beats.
Uh-oh.
You get a lot more for only $2.49 to $3.99 per minute.
Come on.
Sponsored by Boulevard Entertainment.
Come on.
For customer assistance, call 1-800-777-1.
Dumb hoe, come on.
Billing will begin 3 seconds after the tone.
Now we get to it.
Each call has an access fee of $5.99. Please be aware that customer service time may be billed at the prevailing permanent rate, and calls may be monitored for quality purposes.
I need the last four numbers of the phone I'm calling from, probably.
Hello?
Yeah, hold on.
Hang in there.
Bear with me. Hold on.
To be connected to women with sexy little
feet and
toes who are ready to get kinky with you.
All right, now you got
to
wait. I'll say you're on the air.
Oh, for hot.
And then you're on.
Morning women who want to get it on with you.
Press
two. Remember, to get back to the main menu, you can press star at any time.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Press one for a live trip. Remember, to get back to the main menu, you can press star at any time.
Okay, come on. Give me a hum. Are you ready?
Yes.
Here we go.
Hello?
Donna Mike Show, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yes, this is Ernestine. And who's this?
Your name is Ernestine?
Yes.
How are you?
I'm fine. My toes are just itching.
Well, what took you so long to call me?
Oh, it was just hard getting through.
It is? Oh, I'm so sorry. This is Kathy.
Ooh, Kathy.
For you to call.
I just wanted my toes in a nice salad with you.
Wow.
Oh.
Well, it's about time. So, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Canada.
Canada? Wow.
Canada.
My favorite place.
Oh, really? It's a little cold up here.
Hey, she's good.
Okay.
That's why I like to have my toes rubbed.
He's not gotten yet to the fact that he's a transvestite.
Right, yeah,
I like him so far.
Oh, no, I'd like it more in a fruit salad.
No, wow. I don't like the fruit salad.
I would love to oblige Ernestine
with my
knees. Do you know what I have? Ernestine?
Yes?
Get his feet out so I can rub the salad oil on it and start licking it, sweetheart.
Wow, there we go.
Tell me you want it.
Oh, I want to lick between your toes. I want to suck on every one of them. Oh, why don't you get your feet over here?
Jeez.
Oh, yeah.
She's never questioned the name Ernestine.
I wanted you, whore.
Oh, that feels so good.
What's happening to his phone?
Nibble on them.
Let me lick your toes, sweetheart.
It's on her end, not his.
You don't like the way I suck your toes?
Oh, no, no, no. Harder.
Jesus.
Oh, good.
Sing for this.
Why don't you put all five in my mouth, Ernestine?
Oh, God.
Take them all. Eat them.
Yeah.
God, her phone sucks.
The phone's horrible.
Ernestine.
Here you go, you whore. Here they are.
Oh, yeah.
Sweet. Yes.
Well, I'm about to declare this guy a winner.
Boy, he is a winner. Yeah. Suck on my toes.
The phone is so bad.
Yeah.
Party. Come on, clean them.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, sometimes her phone gets better.
She seems to be
enjoying
it.
Oh, that's not good.
Oh.
Wow. She's enjoying those toes.
Hey, ask her what's wrong with her phone, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Hey, what's wrong with your phone? I can't hear you.
I think it's your phone.
Oh, it's not my phone.
I think it's your phone, Ernestine.
Cell phone.
Do you want to switch your phone to me?
Hi. Hello?
There is a button on your line.
No, it's on her.
I'm losing you. I can't hear you.
Ernestine.
Yes.
There's a buzzing sound on your line.
Oh, there. Now it's gone. It's not on my line. It must be on yours.
Oh, because I'm just sitting here by myself.
All by yourself.
Yeah.
With my toes.
Oh, yeah. Why don't you put all five in my mouth? Let me suck on them and get between them.
Yes, go for the cheese.
Oh, yeah.
Come on, scrape them. You like it like that.
Oh, I love it like that. Delicious. Oh,
do you want to break in his mom and dad?
Sure.
Oh, it tastes so good. I just love the way that tastes.
What else is it like?
Hello, who's on this line, please?
Hello.
Hello.
Oh. Hello.
Hello, who's on the mother? Are you on the line?
I am on the other extension downstairs.
Hello, who's on the phone here?
Oh, Robbie, are you on the phone?
Michael, are you on the phone?
Is this Michael or Robbie?
No, I'm not.
Who is it?
Hello.
Which of our boys?
Hello.
Michael, is it you?
Yeah.
Michael,
hang up the phone, please. Oh. Mother and I have to make a call.
Well, who are you talking with?
Nobody.
What are you doing?
Hello, who's on the phone, please?
Who is this? Are you talking with our boy?
Hello?
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 Michael, are you calling those pornographic phones again?
Are you calling those whores?
Oh, no.
Michael?
Yeah?
Saints be praised.
Michael?
Sorry.
Oh, no. Who's on the line with you?
I'm up here for your beating.
Nobody.
Oh, Jesus.
She's gone. She hung up.
She's gone?
She's gone.
Oh, no.
She hung up.
Well, that's terrible.
But the good news for you, Michael, is that you...
Michael, you did a great job.
Thank you, my friend.
That was fantastic.
Thank you.
I love it. She never questioned why you asked to be called Ernestine.
She got right to the toe sucking.
That's right.
Absolutely.
They're nice and clean now.
There they are.
Congratulations, Michael. You get a free DVD player.
Thanks.
Also a copy of the never-before-seen unrated DVD of Original Sin.
I can do some sin.
Too sexy for the theaters.
Can we get you all worked up, Michael?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. And this is courtesy of Best Buy.
Great.
And thank you very much.
Thanks.
Hold on a second there.
You got to applaud him because we've done this bit many times over years.
Yeah.
No one has ever talked about scraping.
No, not at all.
Scrape them.
And the phone hoe wasn't bad either.
Yeah. No.
Now,
everyone's a winner.
Now, we can try it again if you want after a break.
I'm feeling lucky.
Because... the girl's phone was breaking up and stuff.
Yeah. I'd like to try it with another person with a different angle.
However, say next time, whoever the next caller is, you got to come on with the angle that you are a transvestite. Right?
Yeah, and tell me how pretty I am, what kind of dress I'm wearing, you know, the whole thing.
But if you do it half as well as that guy did, as Michael from New York did, you win a DVD player, too.
Way to go, listeners.
I never thought of this angle before having you guys do it.
That's pretty damn good.
Pretty good.
It's good.
Pretty good. And how about that whore, huh?
Hey, put them all in my mouth.
Put all five in my mouth.
Five toes.
We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Homer, excuse yourself.
No way, Narc. Bodily functions are a natural thing.
Not to mention hilarious.
The Don and Mike Show.
First comes the live entertainment, right?
The Don and Mike Show.
I'm sure you'll find it interesting.
The Don and Mike Show.
Hey, that's against the law. You're coming with me.
The Don and Mike Show.
The Don and Mike Show.
Are you insane?
Please, that big old hunk-a-hunk-a pretty little cracker like me.
The Don and Mike Show.
It is a great pleasure to see you all here today.
Do I keep playing the same one or what? I gotta get a handle on this stuff, man.
They'll make your crotch drool. Don and Mike.
My pappy said, son, you're gonna drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
You boys in the marketing department, you try to polish your turd all you like.
Right.
Good luck.
Have you heard the story of the hot rod?
We had some turtle wax on this turd.
Face that story.
Hey, try it with one more person. See who maybe gets it. Figures out what we're trying to do here. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Who's this?
Tommy.
Tommy, what would your female name be?
Tamika.
Tamika. And you understand that you are a transvestite?
Yes, sir.
And you want to be treated as a woman?
Yes, sir.
You think you can do a good job with this, Tommy?
I think so.
I don't know.
I don't.
I don't. Think so.
I don't know either. Hold on. Let's see. Who's this? Hello, Don and Mike Andy. Show. Andy, where are you from?
Baltimore.
Andy, what would your girl's name be?
Bernadette.
That's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you think you know what we're looking for?
I think I can get you in the right direction.
Sorry. I'm sorry. It's subjective.
Not the
It's just
no.
subjective. Hello, Don and Mike. Who's this?
This is Greg.
Greg, where are you from?
I'm from Spokane.
Greg, what would your name be?
My name is Alice, and I love the wonderful world of music.
Hold on, please.
Yeah.
Hello, winner.
Alice, and she loves the wonderful world of music.
She does.
Should I have painted toes or wear wool socks?
You can do whatever you want. It's your call, Alice.
Sweet, dude.
Welcome to...
Hi, baby.
Hi, baby.
I know you.
Listeners dial for transvestites.
Foot.
All you got to do is just make us laugh. That's just so keep it going for a while.
After entering your credit card, you'll
be like a chimpanzee.
Credit card.
Pardon me?
I can slap my feet together like a chimpanzee.
Personals and live amateur talk.
That's
or
a different
only
line.
$1.99 per minute for hot fantasy girls. Brought to you by National.
You know what?
Must
hold on.
Be over 18. Enter your Visa.
Oh, I dialed the wrong number. My apologies.
Hi, sexy.
And yet you still got three on sex life.
Sounds like Alice here is really chomping at the bit.
Around again.
Got a song in her heart.
I'm having a bad month.
I know, it's the difference between 1-800 Hot Feet and 1-900 Hot Feet.
May I say welcome, brother.
Here is
Thanks, Mike.
You're welcome.
Shapely legs. You know they feel so smooth and silky.
Yeah, they do, baby.
All the way down to my tiny feet.
Honey.
Freshly painted little toes.
Baby.
Oh, my body gets hot all over when you kiss my
feet. Listen, the all-callers show is coming very soon. You don't know when we're going to do it.
Oh, my
right.
Tiny.
There's one day we're just going to come on the air and just have you guys just answer your own phone calls all day.
Mm. That's it.
Come a little.
It'll be maybe the worst show we've ever done or the greatest show.
Mm. You never know.
Coming soon.
I arch it.
Calculated risk.
All over your heart. You must be looking for these hot feet. You get a lot more.
Now you just got to remember, you don't say anything to it till I say.
Entertainment.
Don and Mike Show, you're on the air, and then I'll like cough to give you a go ahead. Okay.
Gotcha.
Billing will begin 3 seconds after the tone.
Okay, here we go.
Each call has an access fee of $5. Mm-hmm. Please be aware that customer service time may be billed at the prevailing permanent rate.
I don't care.
Will be monitored for
we ain't paying.
Purposes.
Just do it,
please.
Here we go. Just press one then, right?
Yeah.
As soon as we get through to the menu.
Remember, to get back to the main menu, you can press star at any time.
Star.
Press one for a lot. Remember, to get back to the main menu, you can press star at any time.
Where's the whore?
Where's the hua?
Hua.
The hua.
Hua.
Where's the hua?
Hua.
For the doctor and the attorney.
Donna Hello? Mike Show, you're on the
Hi.
Air. Donna Mike, you're
My
on the air.
Stephanie, what's yours?
My name's Alice.
You're Alice? On the air.
Hi, Alice.
Screw it.
Hi, Alice.
I have issues I haven't dealt with yet.
What are those?
Well, I have a toe fetish and I'm also wearing wool socks, but I have a long, silky gown on.
Okay.
Transvestite.
So tell me more.
He's doing all right.
Tell you, what do you want to know?
Whatever you want to tell me. They're your issues, not mine.
Well, I'd like to deal with them right now if we could.
Okay.
Do you like to have your toes painted?
Yes.
What color do you like?
Pink or purple?
Purple.
Uh-huh.
You're rather saucy, aren't you?
I don't know. It's my favorite color.
Well, I kind of prefer rose red.
I like that too, but
when would you wear that color?
I think he's closer to a real transvestite than we gave him credit for.
Red? Probably.
Yeah.
I was going out if I wanted my toes to be noticed.
Do you know why I wear wool socks?
No. Why?
I have a fungus problem.
There you go. That's my guy. That's my guy.
That's why I paint them, because that way they're not yellow and tainted.
That's my guy. There you go.
Okay.
I'm sorry to tell you that, but right now I just got out of the tub and they're clean.
Okay.
Would you like to suck my toes?
No.
Why?
No. It's a foot. It's a foot line. Foot sex line.
Work with me, darling.
I don't want to suck your toes.
What would you like to touch them?
Would I like to touch?
Yes.
I tickle your feet.
Oh.
Oh, I like tickling.
And massage them.
Would you tickle my Duke?
And what is your Duke?
Oh,
she's horrible.
Think about it, darling.
He's doing okay there.
Yeah, yeah.
It's the northbound side of my toes.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Mm. He's pretty good.
He is.
Well, let's see. I guess I would tickle your Duke.
Oh, I'd love it. With your tongue or your finger?
Oh,
with
dear.
My finger.
Oh, dear.
Wait.
Sweet.
Will you touch my nipples?
Oh, I'll chew on your nipples.
Oh, my.
I have very hairy man boobs. Does that bother you?
Don't delete.
Why are you giggling? I'm telling you the truth.
Don't delete this out. Don't delete this out. Censors, don't delete this out.
Hairy man
Gosh, boobs. Lady, I'm paying for this call. Come on.
Yes.
Empty.
I would suck on them for you.
Oh, don't delete this out.
Would you nip at them a little bit?
Oh, I love biting at them.
Oh, my goodness.
Very man.
You don't know what you're doing for me right now.
Picking them in my teeth. Pulling
there
them.
Is a pup tent in my dress right now for you.
Oh, is there a pup tent?
Oh. Oh, Sequoia is what I'm talking about.
Sequoia, I'd like to bite that, too.
Oh, no. Head, if you would like to.
Oh, I think we're getting in trouble here now.
I'd like to take my teeth and scrape all the way up it.
You know, I'm so embarrassed to be a man. I really want to be a woman.
There you go.
I can't let down my man desires right now.
And why do you want to be a woman?
There we go.
Good.
I don't know. You know, there's this sentiment inside of me that's just raging. It's raging, raging, raging. I don't know if I want to go for the full-blown surgery, but I would love to be a woman for a day.
You think that is
that's a good boy.
I can't let go of my penis.
I'm thinking you can't.
What would you like me to do?
Now watch out.
I like penises, so I'd like you to keep it.
You're going to get us in trouble here.
Really?
Yeah.
We're walking the
you
line.
You have to convince me to keep it.
How big is it?
Oh, now you're going to, now, this is, they're going to start deleting. You and I got to break in on this right now.
Yeah.
Because they're going to start deleting this out.
Wide.
Hello?
How thick?
Hello?
Who's on the line?
Hello?
Are you on the line, son?
Hello?
Dad, damn it, don't do this to me again.
You're not supposed
don't
to
use that. Don't use that language with your mother and father.
Who's on the line?
You got Mama on the line?
Who's on the line with you?
Hello? Hello?
Don't leave me.
Father, I don't think this
Mom! Mom, hang up the phone. I don't want you to hear.
Hello?
Hello, who's on the line?
Who is this, please? Mother and father here. Who's on the phone?
Hello?
Can you tell them
shut up.
Who you are?
Shut up, ignorant bastard. Who are you talking to? Hello?
They're cussing at me.
Who's on the line?
My parents are very bad.
I want you to stop
being quiet. Listen to your mother. Who is on the phone? Who is the friend? Who is this?
Are you talking to one of those prostitutes?
It's just one of those girls from high school, Dad.
Is this one of those telephone prostitutes?
No, it's not.
Is this,
Tell them who you are. You're just a friend from high school.
Hey, you stupid bastard. Shut up. Let me ask you a question, young lady. Are you a phone prostitute?
Are you a telephone prostitute? Are you a telephone prostitute? Are you?
Answer the question.
I think
so. Tell him you're from high school.
She has a lovely
It's going
mouth.
To show up on the bill, and it's going to come out of the money you make from cutting lawns.
You're a telephone prostitute.
I don't want to cut lawns anymore.
You have to stop calling these lines.
You can't imagine. You
I want to tell you something. That we cannot afford this call. We will not be billed for this call.
Yes. Can you take it off our bill, please?
You guys are good.
Can you take it off?
Can you take it off the bill or not?
Please. Be a good prostitute.
You guys are good. This has got to be an original call.
Take off the bill.
What, guys? Mom, Dad, get off the phone.
Listen, you bastard. Come down here right now.
Come down from your room.
I'm downstairs right now.
It's punishment time.
Beat your ass, you stupid punk.
Dad, knock it off.
I'll tell you, your father he's gotten out the cat o' nine tails.
Are you smoking the weed?
He's going to beat
you. I'm locking the door, Dad.
I might be 67. But I got news for you. I'll bust that goddamn door down.
Don't be hard on the boy.
Be hard on
him. Mom, help me. Help me, Mom.
It's not his fault. It's the prostitute's fault.
You dumb whore. Corrupting our son.
All she's doing is laughing at him.
Corrupting our son.
Hang up and don't bill us, please.
Stupid whore.
Don't bill us, please. Hello? Ma'am.
Mother, you talk to her. Talk to her woman to woman. I'm coming up to your room right now, you ingrate.
No!
You
no,
ingrate
Dad.
Bastard.
Are you there?
It's locked.
Are you there, Missy? Missy?
Yes, I'm here.
Now, don't bill my boy. Don't bill.
I'm not doing anything. I'm a good girl.
Don't bill my boy. What are you wearing right now?
A pair of jeans and a sweatshirt.
Are you wearing underwear?
What business is that?
Open the door!
I
Hello?
That's Father.
Open this door!
He's trying to
leave
get the
me alone, Dad!
He's trying to get the boy.
Little bastard!
Hang up the phone, man.
You little bastard!
Good.
Hang up the phone, please.
You said I was okay at the bar mitzvah!
Hang up the phone, please.
How often do you do this?
Hang
you
up the
bastard.
Phone.
You bastard!
Oh, I'm having...
You're not even hers! I need You're my... not... F you, Dad! F you!
I need my pills.
F me, F you!
Young lady, hang up
Dad,
the phone.
Leave me alone!
Hang up the phone! Now.
I have a sock on my tree, Dad! Leave me alone!
Right now.
Hello? Hello?
I think she's...
Hello?
She's gone.
She's gone.
Like the winner. But you, sir,
wow,
are a big winner.
Yeah.
Mike, I love you. Bob, Dave, Robbie.
Great job.
Great job. You kicked ass.
You're fantastic. Outstanding.
Love you guys.
Goddamn, that's good.
Well, we'll have to check and see what actually got on the air, but hopefully most of it.
It got to a point where you're like... We're really almost having phone sex with
him. It was pretty close for me.
Yeah, you gotta watch it. Listen.
Hell, I got caught with the neighbor's dog last night.
You've won a DVD player courtesy of Original Sin.
The Great Northwest.
You have won the never-before-seen Original Sin unrated DVD, Too Sexy for Theaters. Buy your copy today, Potomac, and it's also courtesy of Best Buy. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you, and good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir. KJRB in Spokane, Washington.
Man, he got worked up there, didn't he?
One of our best affiliates. They're on the show live every day, 8 a.m. Right. to 12 noon out in Spokane.
That's what it's all about. That's why he was able to play.
Nice job. Real nice job. Christ, the guy who almost got his nut off.
How big is it?
Buzz.
Wow.
Buzz.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Buzz.
Me. He made it up.
And I got the lead story.
You do?
The Mr. Skinman had just arrived.
All right.
Uh-huh. We'll play it coming out of the stop set.
Somebody forget to dub it?
Excellent.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Buzz, what is your lead story today?
Well, speaking of Washington, they should just were a moment ago. Finally, at long last, some details on a famous teacher sex case.
Ooh. Okay, stay tuned, everybody.
Stay tuned. For news and comments.
News and comments.
Coming up. On the Don and Mike Show.
Mother, that was very...
professional.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
This is Mr. Skin from MrSkin.com with all the skinfo from the latest movies. Three new flicks hit theaters this weekend. No nudity in Big Trouble. No nudity in Morgan Freeman's High Crimes. But at least you get to see Amanda Peet in her underwear. There are, however, heaping helpings of Hooterage in National Lampoon's Van Wilder. Kyle Reed keeps her clothes on, but there's tons of anonymous skinage. The highlight of the movie is Yugoslavian hottie Ivana Bozilovic. There's a funny scene where Cal Penn rubs oil all over her, and you get a great look at her high-octane Yugos. New in stores this week is the straight-to-DVD comedy Fast Sofa. Now, it's straight-to-DVD for a reason, but you have to check it out because Jennifer Tilly plays a porn star and unleashes her monster boobulars during a hot sex scene. They're putting out a special edition DVD this week of the baseball classic Bull Durham. Hey, it's a great baseball movie, but don't forget Susan Sarandon gives a nice right breast flash in the kitchen an hour and 39 minutes in. So we all get to second base. I'm Mr. Skin from MrSkin.com, fast-forwarding to the good part.
He's great. All right, let's find out.
Until God needs a disc jockey, they will be here for ye. Don Geronimo and Michael Mara.
Let's see the gutter balls. We split last night in our bowling match. Next week we'll be bowling in New York. We will avenge our humiliating first loss ever. Remember we started bowling last September or October?
Yes.
Team aggravation. The revenge begins. 7 o'clock next Wednesday night at the Woodhaven Lanes in Queens.
We're bigger, we're stronger, we will always beat you.
There will be no mercy.
Yeah.
Look out, Pops. Go to www.new.com for more info. You can also go to that website to see pictures of the show and to give us instant feedback. You can also get instant feedback now at WYSP.com.
Very good.
But right before we get to Buzz... At least saying that we've not had a very busy show today, an outstanding show, a time capsule show.
Yeah.
But we've not given anybody a chance to win the money with the secret celebrity burp.
That's right.
So call now, be the 100th caller, and we'll give you a chance to win $200. Now with the news, here's Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. Well, for some people, we're just now getting to the good parts in the story of a teenager in Washington State who fathered children with his teacher. Vile Fuleau says Mary Kay Letourneau seduced him by offering to take off her clothing. The 18-year-old testified today that when he was 12, she offered to remove an article of clothing for every answer he got right on a history test.
Maybe.
She was the 34-year-old mother of four at the time, but later had two more children with the student. She's now in prison for sex with a minor.
Baby.
Yesterday, the boy testified he had a crush on the teacher and thought she was hot. She'll testify later via satellite.
Not an unattractive woman, if I remember correctly.
No, no. And we'll be seeing her again soon, I think.
Make me study.
A new study says marrying your cousin may not be such a bad thing.
See, Rob?
The study out of Philadelphia says the kids of first or second cousins have a lower risk of birth defects than everyone thought.
I told Rob it wouldn't be a problem with Carrie.
Even though the risk is still higher than average, they say the risk of birth defects for unrelated couples is about 4%. For first or second cousins, around 7%.
And the best thing is we never have to argue whose family to go to for Thanksgiving.
Isn't that wonderful?
That's great. Former Washington Mayor Marion Barry's decided not to get back into politics, at least not yet.
Yeah, man, bitch.
Mayor for life.
He was planning to run for a seat on the D.C. City Council. His reasons for bowing out are obvious.
God, I got a problem.
U.S. Park Police say they found traces of drugs in Barry's car 2 weeks ago, which he denies. And
he explained that yesterday on the show.
Yes,
yeah,
he did.
Fell out of some of his pocket.
But now he's announced he's bowing out of this council race also because this week his current wife Cora Masters Barry announced she had moved out of their home to consider her future.
Take a final bow. Bow wow.
Now he says he may be back in another race at another time.
Little bow wow.
All right, little bow wow.
And the rats are winning the rat race in Washington, D.C. Today's Washington Times newspaper says the mild winter made for ideal breeding conditions for rats in the district. The paper says the rat population is already what it usually becomes in the summer.
And they're all being hired in the sales staff at WJFK.
Yeah, it's pretty bad down at Buzzard Point.
Gets them off the streets. The cold normally starves out huge numbers of rats, but this year that didn't happen. And the population explosion's making times tough for restaurants. Over the winter, the city handed out three times its usual number of rat infestation citations.
Well, you know what? You got to, as I always said, you got to, the herd. You got to,
thin the herd.
Thin the herd.
Exactly.
Thin the herd.
Elizabeth Hurley is now a MILF. The actress has given birth to a baby boy. She named him Damien. Damien Charles.
Damien.
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 That's my girl. That's that's my 10 girl on the rating women. She's a 10.
Right, and she violates the your rule, though, now.
You know, now she's all stretched out.
Yeah, now she's had a kid.
She's stretched out.
She's stretched.
She says the boy's father is her ex-boyfriend, movie producer Stephen Bing.
She's your Damien?
What?
Bada.
Bada Bing.
No.
No?
Early. Curly. Buzz, hold on. All right. Let me do the contest. Make sure we get this in as well. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hi.
Hi, I am the 100th caller.
Yeah, you're the 100th caller, right. What's your name?
Mike.
Mike, where are you from?
I'm calling from Jersey.
All right, Mike, listen, you won the Blockbuster prize pack. Go to Blockbuster and enter to win a 2002 Jaguar X-Type and a trip for two to Los Angeles. Make it a Blockbuster night. But more importantly, well, no, nothing is more important than the Blockbuster prize pack. You have the chance to win $200.
All right.
Right now, if you tell us who the secret celebrity burper is, we'll play you the tape of the celebrity burping and give you 15 seconds to think about it. Are you ready?
I'm ready, guys.
All right, here you go. Name it. Here we go.
Caller, name this celebrity burp.
There it is. Buzz, sorry to take a minute out of the news here, but I realize it's been the entire show and we've not done this.
Important.
And for $200, hold on, think about it. Mike has something to say, though.
And the odds are in my favor.
Yeah, that's a favorite.
Yeah.
Okay, for $200, who is that?
George Collins.
Who?
George Collins.
George Carlin.
I have no clue. Hello.
Now they seem to be scurrying in the back of the studio, sir. Much like something special might have happened.
But I doubt it.
Would you please repeat that answer?
George Carlin.
George Carlin, the...
Comedian.
Comedian.
What was your name again?
He's a celebrity, right?
You bet your ass he is. Mike?
Yes.
Take him out of his misery.
It's not George Carlin.
Not George Carlin.
It's not George Carlin.
That's a good guess.
A very good guess,
oh,
though.
We're sorry.
That's a good guess. And don't forget that every guess is a clue for you.
You boys toyed with him like he was a ball of yarn.
Yeah, good guess, though. Hold on. Thanks for listening. Hold on a second. All right, back to Buzz.
Brian Gumbel is out of there. He's quitting the early show on CBS after anchoring the morning show for 2.5 years.
Yay! A big party in Mel's office today.
Sure, you better believe it.
Gumbel says it's time to move on and do something else. He didn't say what. Gumbel was hired
trying to get that thumb out of his ass.
CBS out of third place in the mornings. He says he's naturally disappointed with the ratings results, but he says he's pleased with the quality of the show.
Oh, yeah.
No word yet on the date of his final broadcast.
Right, that's what Jack Diamond says, too.
You'll enjoy
he's
this
pleased
story.
With the quality of the show, just not happy with the ratings.
Yeah, not happy with the ratings at all. Police in Florida are trying to find out who stole copies of the playbook used by the national champion Miami Hurricanes.
Rob Spielman!
Boy, look, I've got the book.
The books were stolen from the office of the linebacker coach. Several pages of the playbook were posted,
this
on,
is saying, huh?
Posted on the Internet after copies were stolen last month and then returned by mail.
I love to play in the mud because I wasn't the fastest guy in the world, but you put us in mud and I'm just as fast as most of the guys. Most guys can't run in mud.
The envelopes were postmarked Tampa, but had no return address. The website's no longer online. It existed in the first place to ask for playbooks detailing a 3-4 defense.
Buzz, we have to do this.
All right,
thank
then.
You for your kind indulgence. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
The jelly out of the jelly donut, and then fill it with chocolate swirl ice cream.
Radio is striving to reach another personal low. Radio. No real reason for you to get your feet eaten in a wither.
The Don and Mike Show.
Get used to it.
Hey, Don and Mike. The Don and Mike Show.
Come here, Don. Join disc jockey Mike O'Mara and his all DJ band, Crap Blues Band, at Party DC Spring Blues Bash. State Theater, Falls Church, Virginia, tomorrow night. Doors open at 7. Hooters Girls will be there. For tickets, visit partydc.com. That is that good?
Yeah, that sounds good to me. Okay. What time are you getting there?
No effing way. No, I just cut that line from Mike for his commercial. But really, no effing way. Here is Buzz. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Donna Mike. In sports, the season is over for Michael Jordan. The NBA star broke the news to his teammates last night that his knee was hurting too much to continue playing this year. According to Coach Doug Collins, I think Michael realizes he pushed the envelope by coming back too quickly.
Oh, hey, you want to see something funny?
So the great experiment is over.
Yeah, from thesmokinggun.com, mm-hmm. Tony Kitaen,
yeah,
that hot piece of ass that beat up the baseball player.
Right.
Take a look at her mugshot.
Oh, no.
She ain't looking too good these days.
Not flattering?
Oh, ew.
She looks like she could beat up a baseball player.
Yeah, she looks like Tawny Garofalo there.
Oh, my God. Wow. What happened?
Yeah, very,
oh,
my God. You could call her a very, very Janine Garofalo-ish.
Yeah, with just a little Loretta Lynn.
Coal miner's daughter.
That's at smokinggun.com.
Nice hair.
She weighs 145, incidentally.
Oh, so she's gotten big.
But well, I think she's always tall, though. I think she's always been
Is she a big, tall girl?
Tall.
Yeah.
Is this the one that was on the White Snake video? Yep.
Yes, a lot of music videos, Bachelor Party with Tom Hanks, and also the new WKRP. Yeah.
So she's a little long in the tooth as well, right?
Maybe a little.
40. She's 40.
She's 40.
Well, for supermodels.
Right, yeah, for models, Certainly.
Except for Cheryl Teagues.
Baseball salaries cleared the $2 billion mark for the first time ever this year. Texas shortstop Alex Rodriguez tops the list at $22 million a year.
He's worth it.
Yankees had the fattest payroll, totaling nearly $126 million.
Buzz, is that P-H-A-T or F-A-T?
In this case, both, Don. That's $92 million more than Tampa pays, down at the bottom of the scale. The average salary is nearly $2.4 million, but that's still roughly half the average in the NBA last season. NHL averages just under $1.5 million, the NFL just over $1 million. And after years of this tradition, the Chicago Cubs are shutting out the rooftop fans.
Oh, you mean the people across the street?
They've put up black windscreens on the fences, blocking the view for folks who watch from rooftops across the street from Wrigley Field. The club says it did this to tighten security in a post-9/11 crackdown.
Oh, what a lie.
Bullshit.
Yeah.
They did it because...
Oh,
well,
man.
Now, let me just...
They probably always wanted to do it.
I've been on that rooftop,
right?
Okay, on one of the many rooftops out in the left field, center field, and... The guys who own the buildings,
right.
A lot of times you got to spiff them $5 or $10
to get into the building,
to get up on the top.
But it's a blast to be up there, right? It's a big party.
It's the best party in the world.
Oh man, but that sucks.
It's got nothing to do with terrorism.
And the guys with the buildings say that the team is really just planning to expand the bleacher section, and they hope that this will help them out.
Yes, that's right.
Finally, Flashers.
Because the Cubs are going to make it.
Yay!
The Cubs are on the move.
Flashers, guys who expose themselves for sexual excitement, count on the elements of surprise, surprise and shock to get away with their crimes.
Surprise! Look at me!
But a guy in Virginia Beach, Virginia, picked the wrong 12-year-old girl to expose himself to. Police say the quick-thinking youngster grabbed the man's zipper and yanked it upward.
Oh!
She then ran out of the elevator, leaving the painfully injured man behind.
Did it hurt, Rob?
Yeah, but I'm all gone better.
Her grandpa caught up with the guy briefly, but the perv got away.
Franks and beans.
Police say there is reason to believe that the man was so seriously injured he may try to seek treatment, so they have notified the hospitals.
Well, you are bleeding in your crotch area.
No, it's just like the end of The Natural. I'll be fine.
Man, you look at that. Looks like somebody spilled a plate of pasta in your lap.
Never better, Mike.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Buzz.
No!
Yes,
no!
Oh, yes. Now, will tomorrow be the day that it's the all-caller show?
Really? You never know.
No, it won't be. I'll tell you right now, it won't be. We got too much stuff happening tomorrow. As it turns out, we had a DVD player to give away every hour today, and I think, how many did we give away?
Two? Three?
I mean, we didn't give away all four today, did we?
I think we gave away two today. Three?
No, we gave two transvestites and one to the name game.
Three. So you got one left. An extra one for tomorrow. We'll do that tomorrow, along with the new low-budget Jeff Hardy and Chuck Stossel and his doll collection. And tomorrow, I got to tell you what's happening to my dog, Rudy.
Oh, the littlest one?
Yeah. His balls cut off tomorrow.
Oh, we going to do it on the show?
No, we did that with the last dog.
All right.
That's it. We got to go. Good day to you, sir.
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 And Rob.
Yeah.
I'm not even going to ask. Never mind.
No, don't bother.
Don't bother. I know the answer. Throw your hat in the air. Oh, listen. Are they... New York, Philly. See you tomorrow. Bye-bye. You know, we have to hit that mark
right.
Every day
right.
For New York and Philly. And I've just decided now just to, when it gets to be 248-40,
right.
Just say goodbye, New York and Philly.
Sorry about that noise.
It's not goodbye. It's just so long.
So that we don't have to rush.
Now right.
Now we can hang out.
God damn.
Are we still on JFK?
Of course we're still on JFK.
All right, you want me to throw this in the air?
Well, now we got a second now.
Okay.
You want to sit down?
No rush.
Now we just chill for a second.
Chill.
Just chill for a sec.
Chill, man.
And what's the number to call John up at NEW?
I'll get him on the line.
Get him on the line and see if he picked up on the on the goodbye. This is just kind of a test today.
He's pretty sharp. I'm sure he did.
Because for WNEW and WYSP, we have to hit a hard mark to make sure the show ends at a certain point.
They're very strict.
Right.
We're calling John right now.
We'll find out if he hit that mark.
Hi, this is Rob from the Don and Mike Show. Can I speak to John? Thanks.
All right,
we're talking to John right now.
He hit the mark. Because that's the easiest way for us. At 248-40 every day, we just say goodbye. And then if we got another minute or two or 5 or 10, we'll just keep going.
Very good. Takes the pressure off.
I'm on hold.
It's a well-oiled machine.
All right. Well, bear with us. This is how big-time radio works, everybody.
This is it?
This is it, Rob.
This is part of a little experiment we're doing right now.
Like when we explained on the air the other day about playing the new bumpers and stuff like that.
A little inside stuff. Not, you usually get right through to him, don't you?
No, this is an exercise we go through every day.
He's busy with Johnny,
pushing buttons.
So they're switching over up there in the studio.
Bada-ba, the big switchover.
So I'm guessing he got the cue.
I hope.
I hope he did, too.
I hope nothing's wrong with Oprah.
I hope nothing's wrong with Oprah. I like all them. Montel, Leno.
Letterman.
All right.
On hold.
Still on hold?
Yeah.
Mike, you take off if you want.
Well, I got to throw my thing in Rob's mouth. I got to do that. That's right. The way it's got to do. And we have to say toodaloo-ass.
We have a session, too.
Yeah, we got to do a spot.
Sean, how are you? Is he up there? Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you get that cue? Did we get out okay?
Great. Big, long answer from John about this.
Okay, all right, find out.
Terrific. How's the girlfriend?
All right, hang on, right, Rob. Hang Jesus on. Christ.
See you soon. Bye.
What did he say?
Best to you.
No, I didn't ask what he said, like, the best.
He said we can go to 249.00.
So we had 10 extra seconds?
Yes, wasted.
Right now, throw your hat in the air, please, just like Sydney.
Tyler Moore.
You might just make it there you go. Yeah, very nice, Siegfried. Very nice, Roy.
Thank you.
We will see you tomorrow, everybody.
Toodaloo.
Ass.
Till we meet again. Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.